I don't know if these things are going to come in threes. Last week, I make some benign comment about Yuri Geller and the bending of the iPhones.
Right.
And then yesterday, there's a story about Yuri Geller talking about bending of the iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, which was Monday, I don't know what made me think about it. I was cleaning out files, and I found some songs from that chick I dated in the mid-2000s, Lauren Gifford.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Lauren.
And, okay, that was yesterday morning.
That you found the files listening to
right.
Them.
I got that email yesterday afternoon.
Hi, handsome. I was thinking about you today. Fondly. I miss you. Love, Lauren.
How would the two of those pop up?
Man, you got some weird energies going around.
Mm-hmm. Something's
I just wish, whatever it is that I've got right now, if I could figure out a way to turn it to evil.
Why has it got to be evil?
Because it's no fun with the just the coincidental stuff.
Well, okay, I get that, but you don't have to. Why don't you start with trying to harness before you jump to evil?
Obviously, I got something.
For once, I agree with you.
But it's not like I wished her to call me. I just thought, I wonder what she's doing now.
Yeah, because you've actually asked that question before, and nothing's happened. Now, you put that energy out there, and you're wondering about her, and she all out of nowhere emails you. You may have a gift, my friend.
But what is it? What do you do with it?
Well, so far, the two clues are Yuri Geller and Lauren Gifford.
Okay. So, a jazz singer and a spoon bender.
Yes. But
are you looking for a pattern?
Not a pattern as far as your subjects. I'm just trying to find a pattern with you. And that is, you're putting the energy out there in some fashion. Because that's what you did with Yuri Geller last week. Just by mentioning his name and bending things, he pops up. Then yesterday, you happen to be going through files, come across Lauren Gifford, and then that energy is put out there with you just thinking about, I wonder how she is. I wonder where she is. I wonder what she's doing. Boom, she emails you.
But none of it was conscious. If I could consciously, see, that's the thing. Let's just say there's something real here. Say if I could consciously do it of, I want this person to contact me or I want this to happen. And then if it comes to fruition, if I get that down, then we can start doing show prep.
Have you tried?
Then I can just, what?
To do that, to consciously say, hey, I want this person now.
I didn't know I had this power till right now.
Yeah, throw something out.
First of all, clear your head. Don't think about anything.
All right. And then? Nothing?
Don't think about anything bad.
I can't.
Everyone clear your head. Don't think of anything.
Has this happened to... I mean, the coincidences are... They happen. They just do. I don't think there's any... What would be the word? Ethereal? The supernatural association. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
With everything going on in your life and all the people you know and all the things that you do, coincidences are going to pop up.
They might. But then it also depends on which theory you're working on. Are you going on the supernatural? Or, and you mentioned this yesterday when you mentioned something about the Matrix and unplugging, is this something that is part of your computing system wherever you're plugged in?
I have no idea what you just said.
Basically, the Matrix is saying, hey, in his little pod somewhere, he thought about Lauren Gifford. Let's have her email him.
So somehow I'm connected to some type of portal.
Yeah.
At this point.
It's either that or supernatural. Either way you go.
Well, I got nothing I can do with it.
Well, Alfie's right. You don't know till you try.
Okay.
But again, think of nothing bad. I don't want this tape of Marshmallow Man walking in the studio.
Okay, so that's where you were going.
Yeah, sorry.
He just popped in there.
What did?
What did you do, Ray?
I'm sorry.
Okay. See if there was a way. Nah, that's cheating. I wouldn't want to do that. What a way to affect the just the ratings just by thinking about it. Takes pressure off.
God, you're right about that. Then you really could do whatever the hell we want. Not that we don't, but like if we all just felt like taking a nap for an hour, fine. It's like, you know what? We're all a little sleepy. Everyone's run down from allergies, maybe a little hungover. Let's take a nap.
We got the ratings under control.
Just chew some gum.
You guys chew gum. I'm going to spit sunflower seeds.
I'm going to get out my flashlight and make things on the wall. I know we could have a concert with nothing but those didgeridoos.
Didgeridoo?
Yeah.
Didgeridoos.
Okay, that's either a didgeridoo or a lightsaber. Either way.
I thought it was pretty close.
That's, actually, it is.
It's nothing but the, what's it called again?
Didgeridoo. Right, Chloe?
Yes. Okay.
Thought you were going to bring yours up.
I'm still practicing. I suck worse than I thought I did.
I was afraid you were going to say you couldn't fit it in the car.
Every time I start practicing, it makes me think of beer and I go get drunk.
And I haven't had the isn't breath that, because of allergies.
Isn't it's that just, in a beer commercial?
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the, I think Foster's.
Alfie, what's line one?
She's calling about what it is that you might have.
Yes, Sarah.
Hi. I heard what y'all were talking about on the air. Have you ever either seen the DVD or there's also a book on it? It's called The Secret?
No.
It's
I saw the book, but I didn't think I was allowed to open it.
Well, it's actually exactly what you're talking about. My dad actually taught it to me a couple years back. And basically, it's some theory that you can actually wish what you want. You shout it out to the universe, and it's supposed to come true. You should look it up.
Okay. All right, and it's okay for me to read it.
Yeah, it's not that big of a secret.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's
sold. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
I read the book, Wish It, Want It, Do It.
That sounds very familiar to what she just said this secret book is.
Yeah. Brian from Family Guy wrote the book.
You writing a book there?
Yeah. Never mind. Don't start.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Anyway, Lauren Gifford said hi. What'd you respond with?
I admitted that I was thinking about her that morning.
Ooh, see, that's good.
Yeah.
Why? She lives in Chicago now. Oh.
She's still thinking of you, and it's not like that. It's not like Chicago's that far away. That is one of two
cities. Well, I can't metaphysically f*** her.
I know that. But I know of two cities that you have flown.
Put it out there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Three cities you have flown to. Chicago is one of them.
Yeah?
So it's possible, and you've done it before, so it's
not. I didn't like it. And I'm certainly not flying to Chicago for sex. I wouldn't drive to Royce City for sex. Might drive to Crum.
Crum, okay. Well, it might be more than that. And she could come here. Well, I'm
saying she could. I'm sure she's not banned, Fred.
I'm just saying it's not that far. So anyway, so you responded back to her. You said, yeah, I was thinking about you today.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd she respond with?
I forget.
Naked photos?
No.
Okay.
Well, I just told her my cell number was the same. If she wanted to call, she called this morning, but I was beaten off, so I didn't have time to take the call. I was thinking about somebody else, so don't think anything coincided there.
I'm glad you said it, because, yeah, I was going to have to ask. Because as soon as he gets his weenie in his hand, boom, she calls. Yeah. How'd you know? I was just thinking about you. I was looking at your old photos. I mean, some other photos.
Were you masturbating to me? Nope. Ray Walston.
I don't have to know who it is just to think it's funny and random, but who is it?
Google it, Alfie.
Own it.
And?
Ray Walston is an American actor best known for the title character on My Favorite Martian.
Also played Mr. Hand. Yes, he did. Fast Times, Ridgemont High.
There you go. There's the link.
Nice pool.
That's really good, actually.
Damn.
You masturbated to Ray Walston. Yep, Ole antenna's up, though. Means both him and me are hard.
I paused it right there. Is this my scene?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I like beating off the reruns. I keep getting older and they keep looking the same.
Of course. So did Lauren leave a message?
Let me see. Because
now I'm wondering if she's coming to town shortly. Maybe that's why she was shooting you an email. In addition to the energy that you put out there. That
I didn't put any energy out.
You put it out there.
Curious.
You put it out there and she picked up on it. She didn't even realize it happened. It's okay.
Yeah, she left a message.
Well, at some point you should probably listen to it.
I will.
Okay.
But then again, why should I?
What?
She probably already knows that I should know what the message is.
Okay. You're not that gifted, at least not yet. Give it a little time. Maybe
you don't know how far this is going.
Maybe you need more training.
You train for that. I would think, well, just putting all this aside, how would you train somebody to be like a psychic? You can't. If you believe in psychics, they have. I tell you something that's always amazed me that they have training for is improv classes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you teach that?
I mean, the show and the class is pretty oxymoronic.
We're going to teach you how to think on the fly. What if I'm stupid? I don't get that. Improvisation is improvisation. You're handed something and you run with it.
It is, but there are certain tricks to understand on how to do in certain situations.
I don't get it. Do you know about improv classes?
Very little. If Jim, our old bomb maker / engineer, was still here, he could give us more information.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He was taking improv classes. I wonder why he decided to pick that up at, what do you figure he is, like a million?
Easily. I figure he was part of the initial alien race that settled here.
Maybe he wanted to have quick, quippy lines every time he killed somebody.
He wanted to be an 80s action star.
All right. We almost got a break. You got any quick audio you want to play before we go?
Yeah, I can give you something real quick.
All right.
Okay, we'll start with, these are all quick. This is cut number 3. Last night, I know it's not Cowboys, but still. Remember I told you about the coach yesterday from the Patriots who's just horrible at post-game press conferences?
The checkoff guy?
Bill Belichick.
Whatever.
Well, his team, the New England Patriots, played last night on Monday Night Football, and they got absolutely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you put something out in the universe, and it's coming back. This is his initial comment after the game. It's cut number 3 on ESPN.
Just didn't play very well. Kansas City played well, so it's a bad combination for us. We all got to do a better job.
That's it.
and then cut number 4, he was asked, their backup quarterback came in the game, replaced Tom Brady, and a reporter asked him, do you put any stock in the fact Jimmy Garoppolo scored a touchdown?
You know, I think our team, you know, competed. I mean, I thought we competed there at the end. That's what they should do.
And then finally.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, and then finally, cut 5, he was asked, can you pinpoint the problems from a coaching standpoint?
Oh, please. All right, I'm wishing his response.
Okay.
We'll see how I do.
We need to do everything better offensively. And we had like 5 first downs in the first half or something like that. And we did a lot of things wrong. And we turned the ball over in the second half. So pretty much we need to do everything better.
It's not what I was looking for.
Well, what were you hoping for?
No.
There have been times where he's been that short. But he's like this. He's very robotic, especially after a loss. I mean, he doesn't get much higher than this after a win. But after a loss, he pretty much says these exact same things.
We need our players to have the ability to maximize their efforts to play the game that we play there on that football field thing. When we are on the NFL field of football, it is our mission as a team to win the NFL game that we are playing the football.
In such as.
We've learned in the past that when players wear NFL football jerseys with a particular team printed on it, they play for that team.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic. Is Alfie in his studio? There he is. First check on traffic, Alfie Coy. Isn't KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Let's start off in Irving, northbound on the Bush, right at 183. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident, this one involving a motorcycle. Right now, all traffic is being forced to go east onto 183. Traffic is backed up back from Conflans Road. In Bedford, eastbound 183 between Brown Trail and Bedford Road, there was some earlier road construction that has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Precinct Line. And finally, in Collin County, north of McKinney, northbound 75, right at Melissa Road, got an accident there blocking the right lanes, pretty much blocking the whole highway there. Right now, traffic is completely
road
stopped.
Thing.
Yeah, thank you. That thing where cars are on. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Bloomdale Road. It's about an hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, 71 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high of 94. Right now, it's 90. The 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Where'd you go? You go pull some more audio?
Yep. There was just to give you a comparison of Belichick's audio from last night after the Monday Night Football game. Cut number 6 is a post-game press conference that he held before last night after a loss.
We obviously didn't have a very good night tonight. I didn't think we did very many things well. And we got a lot of work to do. So really didn't too much to say. We just got to get back to the drawing board and just do a better job in every area. That's really about it.
Do you feel like the team came out flat at all?
I don't think we played well.
What was the question?
I'm not sure exactly. Some of the questions I wasn't sure because they are so soft.
Hold on. I caught that one.
Yeah, the lug. I left that in for you.
Do you feel like the team came out flat at all?
I don't think we played well. Or coached well. We just didn't do a good job tonight.
Bill, Lawrence Maroney didn't register a carry. It's just really dedicated
to that. Yeah, we never had the ball.
So you're playing one.
What she asked was, the starting running back didn't register any carries. What do you think about that?
They wouldn't let us have the ball. A lot of times we found in football that the other team do not want us to have the ball.
Was to play him tonight? If you had the ball?
We would have played everybody.
The way heads up and so on, just need to get
plays. We didn't run any plays. We never had the ball. A game of no defense, we played less.
What did they keep asking him? Obviously, the answer was always, sounded like he was getting pissed, we didn't have the ball.
Yeah, because it started out with the question, Lawrence Maroney, your running back, didn't register any carries tonight. Why was that? We didn't have the ball. Okay. So if you did have the ball, your plan was to give him some carries? Then he responds, well, we would have played everybody.
I coach our team in hopes to win these National Football League football games.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get the ball, we let everybody touch it once.
That's really sweet of you.
Although we don't want to lose the game, sometimes we do. lose. Oftentimes we try not to suck, but today that was not in the cards for us. Stop taking my picture. We would like to make it a rule that if we are playing another football team in the National Football League, they will let us have the ball from time to time, of which to score football points. And any time we lose playing the football thing, we don't win as a team. Take my picture one more time. I'm going to shoot somebody. I still am confused about why they even call the game football when there's only one guy that ever gets to kick it, that runt. I think we may have to have our own press conferences every Monday after the Cowboys play.
I think so. But, I mean, again, that's why I said yesterday I wanted you to hear Belichick, because in the game right now he's probably the worst as far as press conferences. So as much of a hard time as we give Jason Garrett, and a lot of it is well placed, he's not the worst.
But he's pretty succinct.
He is, but it's...
Jason Garrett is verbose. He likes to add things that things we don't need to know. How much did you have to cut out these clips with Belichick?
The one that you just played, I didn't cut very much. I just cut some of it down, and I took out some of the gaps, because just the regular raw file is a lot of dead spots and a lot of him doing the thing. And not the loogie thing. I left that one in because I thought that was fitting. But he's a lip smacker.
That is called a loogie sometimes we get in the National Football League as a coach.
Oh, okay. Coach Snot.
Well, we need to do everything better offensively. And we had like 5 first downs in the first half or something like that. And we did a lot of things wrong. And we turned the ball over in the second half. So pretty much we need to do everything better.
So that was last night.
See, I kind of like, I don't know why that sits better with me. We screwed up. He didn't really blame it on anybody. We got beat.
Mm-hmm.
We played bad. Again, we don't like to suck, but the stars was not shining on our helmets this time in the football world thing.
Yes.
Are you sure it's supposed to be a pigskin?
Yes, it's a pigskin.
Okay. Because Jason Garrett said that they're using groundhogs.
I don't think he meant that.
See, when you throw one of them pigskins, it don't make no noise.
But?
That's what I like about chunking a groundhog.
Well, that there is a deep pass.
There's a joke with a Hail Mary and I got nothing. Hog Mary?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think just the visual is enough.
Did they just throw a groundhog with a top hat across the field?
All right, we're going classy on two. Ready, break.
He got loose again. Okay. You want to start news?
We can. Although, actually, we'll stay with the football thing. Cut number two. This is Snoop Dogg. He's a big Steelers fan. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Of course he is. Oh, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and they did not have a good Sunday because they had the game seemingly won, and they allowed a last-second comeback to lose, and they had gotten blown out the week before. So Snoop Dogg was already a very unhappy fan. So he went on Instagram to post a number of short videos to voice his displeasure.
This is some do we lose the lead with 40 seconds left, man? Steelers getting on my nerves. Weak offensive coordinator couldn't even get 10 yards, man. But what the is worse right now, being a Cowboy fan, a Raider fan, or a Steeler fan? I'm finna start watching soccer and tennis. This sorry, mother.
Now, this had obviously happened before the Cowboys played the Saints on Sunday night.
Well, just because we beat the Saints, or the Cowboys beat the Saints, doesn't mean we're on a roll. Where are we for the season right now?
3-1.
Oh.
Tied for first in the NFC East.
Well, I guess we're on a roll.
For the first time in a long time, yeah, we're kind of happy about it. They may they may still suck at some point, but for now we're happy.
Again, we try not to do that.
No, we appreciate that, Coach.
We're you're a fan or a Steeler fan? I'm going to start watching soccer and tennis. This sorry, mother. Mother. Flush your sorry season down the toilet, Steelers. Suck. I can't take this, man. I'm going to go swimming.
I've had enough of this stuff. I go out and show you what it means to be a Steeler.
It's just fun to hear that.
Does he do this every week?
I don't know if it's every week or if it's just every so often. He is a huge sports fan, so when his teams are not doing well, he clearly has no problem in voicing his frustration. This is one of the things that I love, how sports can reach across celebrity and normal folk and bring us together, because we all know this pain when our teams just completely let us down.
And I'm going to guess that most Steelers fans are upset with the team right now.
Probably so.
He speaks for his masses.
He is.
I said masses.
I know you did. And it's important that you reemphasize that.
This is some how the do we lose the lead with 40 seconds left, man? Steelers getting on my
were they winning up till the end?
Yeah, they lost with 7 seconds on the clock. So, I mean, at one point, what he says there is, if the Steelers just get one first down, they can run out the rest of the clock and game's over. But that did not happen. They couldn't get that first down, and then they ended up losing.
What did they lose by?
A couple points.
It was like a field goal where that man with the foot comes out?
I actually don't know.
Nerves! Weak offensive coordinator couldn't even get 10 yards, man. Or what the is worse right now, being a Cowboy fan, a Raider fan, or a Steeler fan? I'm finna start watching soccer and tennis. This sorry, mother. Mother. Flush your sorry season down the toilet, Steelers. Suck. I can't take this, man. I'm finna go swimming.
That's how much he's disappointed.
I was hoping that the toilet flush thing wasn't symbolic, that he was so pissed off, he's recording videos all over the house.
Yeah, so he's even mad after
going. Well, he had to go sitting on the toilet. I got something else I just thought about.
And another thing.
See what I'm doing right now? This is what you've done with your team. I'll wipe my ass if you.
And then tweet that over towards the Steelers.
So you can put videos on Twitter now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't do anything. I need to start doing something with Twitter. I just don't know what.
Well, if you
to
want
me, it feels egotistical. Hey, I have something to say.
Well, it's all egotistical in some fashion.
I mean, here's a different issue. I'm paid to say something.
Right.
Twitter. Like, I don't know. It's just like forcing your views on somebody.
Oh, it is. But that's the same as Facebook as well. And Instagram to a certain extent, depending on what you put out there. But they're actually, we've got it really, really good. Other radio hosts, it's part of their job to have a social media presence. And, you know, the goal is to have so many posts in a week and try to gain followers and retweets and favorites and all this kind of stuff. They use that as marketing.
Well, it's free marketing.
It is.
Sort of makes sense, but you're not really reaching anybody that doesn't already know about you or listen to you. You know what I'm saying?
They see it as an opportunity, though. If you know, if one person follows you that listens to your show, and then you put something out there, and then they repost it, then one of their friends may listen to you because of it.
Like a Flex commercial.
Yeah.
The old shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised nobody's ever said anything to me about it. Maybe they just knew ahead of time. Yeah, somebody that doesn't like people really shouldn't interact on social media. It goes against his grain.
Yeah. think he's cut that way.
Now, I'll answer emails. I do something else. I just don't know what it is. I like the more one-on-one instead of, I know that doesn't make sense for radio, but I just pretend every day like nobody's listening and the ratings keep proving us wrong. I don't know either.
Mm-hmm. And I've told you before, we all have that we think you would enjoy Twitter or other social media if you just played with it a little bit. Like
you've already told me I'm too isolated. Shouldn't I go out more and meet people as opposed to just having electronic interactions?
Well, it can be both. You don't have to have, it doesn't have to be all interactions on, say, Twitter or whatever. You could go out, like you could get a video with you and Tony. From Abuelos.
Oh.
When you're at the bar at Abuelos, you and Tony, if you decide to start making out or something and you want to post it, you make a little Vine video or a video on Instagram and you put it on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, if I ever decided to experiment with the homosexual sex with the gay men, I think I'd have to start with Tony. Or another person I thought of, Richard Bressler.
That name sounds familiar. Who is he?
Just a name that popped in my head, somebody that I'd like to raw dog. Maybe some reverse cowgirl, teabagging, Dirty Sanchez, Belgian breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Red, white, and blue waffle.
Oh, God.
Just sounds like somebody that'd be hot. Richard Bressler.
Richard Bressler?
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got to add.
Just randomly just pull the name at the top of your head, huh?
Mm-hmm. Why are you giggling?
No reason. I just don't really think that name was just sitting on the top of your head as far as no specific individual.
I don't even know if a Richard Bressler exists. That just sounds like somebody I'd like to get it on with. That name just says raw dog. Maybe hook up once in a men's room. Texaco and Waxahachie. What are you laughing at, Alfie?
Nothing. I just happened. No, never mind.
Did you Google it?
Yeah.
Is there a Richard Bressler?
There is a Richard Bressler, funny enough.
Who is it?
He is the chief financial officer of iHeartMedia.
Oh, Russ.
What? How would I know that he's the CFO of Clear Channel iHeart? I've never heard of the man. Just sounds sexy.
Richard Bressler.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong name.
Yeah.
Can I ask a random question since you had a random name pop up?
Sure.
Is this random Richard Bressler in town right now?
I don't know. I don't know where he stays.
Could it be possibly in the building today, since the Eagle is playing in the hallways?
I don't know.
Okay.
Alfie, where's our corporate offices?
They're in New York.
My guess is he lives in New York.
Okay. What?
Okay, never mind. I have changed my mind. A man I would like to have sex now is Steve Macri.
Macri?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the way you say his name. M-A-C-R-I.
Makes sense. Maybe McCree or Macri?
Maybe it's McCree. Either way. I've always liked the name Steve.
Steve is a solid name. Mm-hmm. So you're switching your raw dog?
Yeah, I've decided I've had enough of Bressler.
Okay. Any particular reason?
What is it now, Alfie?
He's the new CFO of iHeartMedia.
When did this happen?
Fairly recently.
You don't say.
Man, there's something metaphysical going on with me.
Man. Once again, you're putting that energy out there.
How do you think you say his last name? Is it McCree?
I think it's McCree.
Mm. Oh. I just got an email from Kelly Kibler.
Really?
Yeah, our market manager.
Is she picking up some vibes?
Says, in meetings today in New York City, I found out that our CFO is a big fan of yours. He streams a show on the way home. He lives in New York City every day via iHeart. He really loves you. Does that make you happy?
I believe she has her answer. It makes him so happy.
That's weird that I would get that right now.
That is really odd. You're right. See, this psychic thing is really taking over. Mm.
Plus, never hurts if you're going to have sex with a man, might as well do a guy that can buy you stuff.
The CFO?
Mm-hmm. Chief Financial Officer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like an analog board. I'm tired of this digital one.
You stop that.
It's exactly what I want.
No, you
want... I want an analog board for my birthday, and I don't care how many times I got to blow McCree.
Right now in New York, McCree has gone into the engineering room and is just covered in cords. I must turn it all off. Make him all stop.
How do I get this man to stop? I'm just a big fan of the show. Not like I want to have. I want him to butt me. I don't have to start there. Man, I can blow. I give him a wicked BJ.
Oh, my God.
My nickname is Mariah. You get it? You don't get it.
No.
Wind. Sorry, Steve.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
406, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at the High 5. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go northbound. Traffic is backed up in that area. In Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker right at Irving Boulevard. Got a grass fire there. People are staring at it. They have you backed up back from I-35. Yeah, she does. In Irving, northbound on the bush. Right at 183, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Conflans Road. And finally, in Rockwall, westbound I-30, about at FM 549. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from William E. Crawford. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, clear and 71. Tomorrow, sunny and 94. Right now, it's 90 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Shoot that dirty cowboy!
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Any surprises for Friday? Although my birthday's not till Saturday, but you guys planning anything?
Yes.
Like what?
Yes.
Did you say guess?
Yes.
You get my bounce house?
Alfie?
We're working on it.
You're not getting one, are you?
No, believe me, we've been working on it.
I just want a bounce house up here with Sean Brabb and Terry Dorsey in it.
That might be hard.
All greased up.
we can get the grease, but getting the two of them together.
You don't think they like each other?
No, I just don't know if we can wrangle everyone's schedule like that.
Well, Dorsey works in the morning, so he can take off from his afternoon slopping. All right. Want to start news?
Yeah, if you like.
Well, we still have jobs.
Anything from corporate? About your new infatuation with our CFO?
I just, after Kibler sent me the email, she's in New York for meetings.
Uh-huh.
Steve McCree, da-da-da, CFO, loves the show. He was bragging on the show. I was so proud. I sent back. That's weird. We were just talking about him.
Has she responded to that yet?
She sent back, I can hear you.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, at least I don't have to tell her what it was.
Or have to explain the context. Not that that would have helped.
Okay, that looks funny. Because everybody has to have a signature on their iHeart account,
right.
Clear Channel. It just looks funny. Kelly Kibler, EVPO, whatever that means. iHeart Media. The message was, really, you want to butt him?
I'm kind of curious how the CFO caught wind of the show. I don't know. Did she tell him about it and he just started listening and liked it?
I don't know. The way the email reads, it just came up in a meeting. I don't know what their meetings are about. It sounds like it just...
Maybe it was something having to do with your contract since you just signed that last week or week before, whatever it was.
Yeah, I'm sure that had to go before him because that wasn't anything that they had to get approval outside of the state.
Which makes sense. Most of the big deals have to go up to the top.
Yeah, I was happy about that.
I would imagine. Even more so now. Now, see, now this sucks.
Why?
I bet you wish you would have known the CFO was that big of a fan before you signed.
Well, we can always do an ovation. That's where they rework the contract, even though it's been signed. I'm sure I can get something for everybody.
Hmm.
I don't mind butt my way to the top.
Make it a group thing? What the hell?
Yeah, we don't mind riding that slippery slope with you.
You want to pull a train on it?
Yeah.
It's just work, man.
It ain't gay if you're getting paid. All right. 416, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. Birthdays today. Actress Lacey Chabert is 32. Actor Kieran Culkin is 32. That's Macaulay's little brother. Porn star Tori Lane turns 32 as well. She starred in 587 films, including The Good, The Bad, and the Slutty, The Da Vinci Load, and First Person Shooter. Dominique Moceanu from the Olympics is 33. Actress Marion Cotillard is 39. Russ, you know her as Miranda Tate in The Dark Knight Rises. The chick.
The chick?
Yeah. The main one. The one that stabs Batman. Turns out is Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
She's what?
She's Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Who's Ra's al Ghul?
Did you watch The Dark Knight trilogy?
I don't remember names. Okay. Who's the guy that kind of looks like Curly from the Three Stooges with the face mask?
That was Bane.
Okay. Is his name Ra's al Ghul?
No. Ra's al Ghul was the bad guy, was Liam Neeson in the first Batman movie.
Yeah.
That was the
It's hard to keep track because you've got Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises, and their Dark Knight.
In between.
Is that the way it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they know how to do numbers?
So the
Dark Knight Rises was the first one.
No.
Dark Knight was the first one.
No. Batman Begins was the first one.
And then
The Dark Knight.
And then The Dark Knight Rises.
You got it.
Why do they start with Batman and then go to The Dark Knight?
That I couldn't tell you. They had to have the origin thing, and they had to start it where you have, you know, a base for what, you know, Bruce went through to become Batman, and then he had to fight his old, you know,
maybe they felt like they needed it in the beginning just to get the franchise relaunched and said, okay, now we got it relaunched, got away from that Clooney stuff with the silver shiny nipples.
Yeah.
They went, all right, now we got away from that. Let's go to the Dark Knight.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's why they did it, and that's probably why they call it Batman Begins. They want to make sure you know it's a new beginning. It's not like they're picking up off the nipple-suited Batman. Other birthdays today. Crystal Bernard turns 53. She played Helen Chappell on Wings.
Wings.
Yeah. Jenna Elfman from Dharma and Greg turns 43. Eric Stoltz turns 53. Fran Drescher, 57. Barry Williams is 60.
Greg, Brady Bunch.
That's right. Marilyn McCoo, 71.
Host of Solid Gold.
Yeah.
Also of McCoo and Davis, or Davis and McCoo. I think her husband's name was Billy Davis? I know it ain't Billy Lee Davis.
No, I believe that would have stood out.
She was also part of the Fifth Dimension in the 60s.
That's right. Johnny Mathis turned 79. Probably one of your personal favorites.
Why?
Just because. Just big, he's big in the 50s.
Why don't you You know.
Well, what I meant was I actually meant that your parents probably listened to them and forced you to suffer through it.
No, they never listened to anything classy. It was always crap.
And also, Angie Dickinson turns 83 today. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson appeared before a House committee today after mounting disclosures about dramatic White House security breaches.
I didn't realize how far this... I know I said this the last time when the guy jumped the fence. I didn't realize he got all the way up to the porte-cochere.
Needed to...
And then, as the story unraveled, he got a lot further than that.
Yeah. Pearson's appearance before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee marked the director's first public statements about how an Army veteran managed to scale a perimeter fence on September 19th and burst into the White House, where he made it not just into the portico, but all the way to the mansion's east room before he was stopped.
Made it in the doors.
I saw on a diagram today that they showed his running path. It's actually really silly, stupid, funny. They showed him, like, he was colored, I guess, as red. And then they showed this CGI effect of him running from the fence through the yard into the portico. Then he was in a room. And in that room, there was a guard. And somehow he was able to get away from the female agent there.
I think in one of the stories I read said he somehow overpowered one of the guards.
Yeah. And then make his way from that initial room into the east room and make it from one end of the east room all the way to the other, which is still a massive distance, and make it almost to the doorway of another, I believe it was the garden room or whatever it is, before he was finally subdued.
Damn. I pulled up the diagram. This is on CBS News. He made it. Let's see. South Portico. Did he go into the back of the White House?
I think it was the North Portico entrance.
Okay. Made it all the way in through then he the made entrance a, hall.
Yeah.
Then hung a right at the cross hall into the east room. And he was finally apprehended right before he got to the green room, which is right next door to the blue room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens in the blue room, but it's bigger than the green room.
I know the east room is where they'll sometimes hold a larger press conference, and then also in the east room is where they'll do like the state dinners and things like that. Anyway, initial reports about the breach indicated Omar Gonzalez, armed with a knife, had been stopped immediately inside the front door. Nope. Pearson, who took over as director of the Secret Service just 18 months ago, was also questioned closely about a 2011 incident in which the agency failed to recognize that the White House had been struck by several rounds of gunfire until damage was found days later by staffers. In a prepared statement in advance of the hearing, Pearson said she took full responsibility for the Gonzalez breach. She said, "What happened is unacceptable and will never happen again. As director, my primary concern is the operational readiness of my workforce, and over the past 18 months, I have worked to proactively address all aspects of presidential protection and the security of the White House complex." She said she initiated a comprehensive review of the September 19 breach to ensure this will never happen again.
I don't think you need a review. Obviously, somebody was dicking around. It can't be that easy to walk into the White House.
Let alone run.
Said once he got in. Oh, just forget the part about getting through the yard. Gonzalez then proceeded to run through the entrance hall to the cross hall of the White House, past the staircase that leads up to the first family's residence. Now, they weren't in the White House at the time. He was confronted by a female Secret Service agent, who he overpowered, and made it all the way to the East Room. According to Representative Jason Chaffetz,
Chaffetz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a quote from him, but go ahead.
I just says he was citing whistleblowers. I'm not really sure how that, unless he was the one that said, hey, he got a lot closer than just knocking on the door.
Yeah, that was a leak thing that started coming out that was told to, I guess, the committee.
Go ahead, I'm just reading.
Representative Jason Chaffetz from Utah said that he has serious concerns about the agency's current leadership. Mm-hmm. He also said, "We want to see overwhelming force. Don't let somebody get close to the president. If they have to take action that is lethal, I will have their back."
Maybe they were a little bit more lax because the Obamas weren't home.
There's that possibility. Another speculative argument was that because of everything that had happened in Ferguson recently, they didn't want to shoot someone that appeared to be unarmed. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple other things as far as people trying to figure out, well, maybe it was this or maybe it was that.
I think there were a few representatives or congressmen, whoever, said, we feel like the Secret Service used too much restraint. Well, obviously, they didn't have to kill him. I don't know how they didn't know he was armed at the time. Unarmed.
In the video where he's initially running up on the grass, he's kind of running with his arms out.
Well, you don't know if he's got a bomb strapped to him.
No, absolutely. That's why I said he appeared to be unarmed. But you're right. I mean, he could easily have a vest of explosives strapped to his chest, and he can run with his arms out all day.
I found a clip from President Obama.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Secret Service does a great job. Thank you. I'm grateful for the sacrifices they make on my behalf and my family's behalf. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Paul. And you're right. Dan brought this up the other day. What else are you going to say? As the president, are you really going to slam the Secret Service?
You best not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I see somebody shooting at him. I don't know if I got time to run over there. He doesn't really think we're doing a good job.
I know. It'd really be nice to jump in front of that shooter, but sure I'm tired from running alongside this limo all day. I'll just get some water. But even whether they like him or not, they are absolutely sworn and they will do what is necessary. But that's why this type of thing is, and one of the members of the committee had it right when he said, this has damaged their already damaged reputation of the Secret Service, because it used to be Secret Service, you think of them and think just ultimate badasses. These guys will not only take you down, but they will take down the bullet out of your gun with their own flesh if need be.
And now?
Now you think of Secret Service agents as kind of like two wild and crazy guys in Central America partying with hookers. Yeah. And letting randoms just completely run amok in the White House.
And that's what he did.
The only thing that would have made the whole situation better once he got inside the White House, he decided to strip down to his undies and just run around crazy. Woo, woo, woo.
Man, I wish they'd play some Bob Seger, because I saw this in Risky Business. You want a break here?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DART. Let's get started off in Irving. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Irving Boulevard. That grass fire there has been put out. Traffic still a little slow back from I-35. Also in Irving, northbound on the Bush, right at 183. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still unwinding back from Confluence Road. And in Rockwall, westbound 183, right at FM 549. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is... Hey, Russ. Traffic there is backed up back from William E. Crawford. Nothing. I'm just doing traffic. All right, how's that?
What are you doing?
I'm just doing traffic. Thank you. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Clear skies tonight, 71 for the low. Sunny tomorrow.
Is that the name of the movie? Or
yes.
Are you, okay. No, sometimes you throw in.
This was not my own personal review.
All right.
That's actually the name of the movie. Sunny and 94 tomorrow. Right now, 91 at 97.1 The Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... Blake Mucko?
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Are you trying to decide what to read next? I see you looking at two different pages.
No, I'm looking back and forth. The Best of the Dallas Observer Awards, I guess, came out yesterday or the day before, and I was looking at what our selections were and seeing if we were close or if we got them right.
We didn't win, did we?
Us for our show, no, we did not.
Good.
What do you mean good? We won Reader's Choice last year.
So?
Well, I mean, that's saying something.
So what are you comparing back and forth?
We got our picks when we first saw the nominees, what we thought would happen, and then what actually occurred.
Okay. Do you need help with this? Can you do them both?
I can do them both.
All right.
For best club DJ, we selected DJ Red Eye. The Observer selected DJ Sober.
Who was the reader's choice?
DJ Sober.
No.
Apparently he's pretty good. But if I remember right, I think our justification was we didn't want to dance to someone who...
Sober.
Yeah. Best dance club, that went to the It'll Do Club. We selected Lizard Lounge, which was also the reader's choice. So we got that right.
Okay.
Best DISD school, we picked Booker...
Who'd we pick?
We picked Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts.
Yeah.
And it was their selection as well as the reader's choice. I think that's kind of like the every year.
There's no Booker T?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Really hard to kind of combat that. Let's see. Oh, best dive bar in Dallas. We select... Oh, good Lord. Turn up my own damn volume. Best dive bar in Dallas. We selected 8 Airs, and we did not get either one correct. The Observer went with the single wide, and Reader's Choice was Lee Harvey's.
Doesn't sound like there's enough room to dance at the... Single wide.
Well, it's a dive bar.
And I'm certainly not going to Lee Harvey's.
They're both really good bars.
I'm sure they are.
Single wide has the, I forget what they call it, but they've got alcoholic Yoo-Hoo that's frozen.
Okay.
The best gay bar in Dallas.
I hope we got this one wrong.
We selected Station 4. The Observer selected JR's Bar and Grill, Reader's, Roundup Saloon.
Good.
Dodge that one. For best happy hour, we selected Bryan Street Tavern. The Observer selected the single wide. Reader's, Gloria's. So we missed that one. For best honky tonk, we selected 8 Airs. We nailed that one.
Okay.
And the Reader's selected Billy Bob's. As far as the best, where to go? Local actor. Even though we didn't know it, we just went based on name. We selected Montgomery Sutton. It went to Justin Locklear. Oh, well. Best metal bar in Dallas, we selected Trees. And Trees was the reader's choice. The Observer selected 3 Links. Let's see. Best music radio station.
I think we picked. Did we pick Kiss?
We picked The Edge.
Okay.
We basically let Kinsey pick that.
All right.
And the Observer selected KNON, 89.3 FM. Reader's Choice, KKXT, 91.7.
Both non-commercial?
That would be correct.
What is KNON? I know KNON's been around for... In fact, I think George Gamark, wasn't he on NON for a while?
I believe so.
George worked up here in... marketing something for a while.
Yeah, he was doing, yes. This is what they say about KNON. This is the description the Observer gives. Perhaps the most jarring segue in Dallas radio is at 4 a.m. on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm going to get the up for that.
Yeah. At 4 a.m. on Sundays, when extreme metal gives way to gospel music. What makes KNON work so well is that it has no use for mainstream or pop music, even if some of the artists that various shows play are household names. Each show has a particular focus, whether it's Zydeco, Jewish music, 60 psychedelia, hard country, rockabilly, or blues. What that results is volunteer DJs who are extraordinarily passionate and knowledgeable about their respective genres. The narrower the niche, the better.
Niche?
Niche.
Okay. Which actually, to a degree, makes sense because, like with television and some radio stations, people listen for shows and not necessarily, it's like, well, what do you watch? Nobody ever says, I watch NBC. They'll throw different shows out.
Yeah.
They don't just watch one network. So that's why you've got diversity of programs. So maybe that works for KNON. They never show up in the ratings, so I don't know how... what it costs to run a spot. What?
Probably just a donation. You don't necessarily have to have anything run. Let me see. Best news radio station. The Observer selected. News Radio 1080, KRLD. The Readers, KERA FM. We selected 1080, KRLD. So we got that one right.
Really, for the most part, it's the only news station in North Texas. BAP does news.
It's more talk.
But it's mostly talk shows.
Yep.
Mark Davis didn't win anything?
No. He wasn't even, I think he was even one of the nominations. No, he wasn't. Best outdoor patio or deck. We selected the truck yard, and it went to a place called Nora. Reader's Choice, truck yard.
Yeah, getting bored.
We'll go best radio talk show. Best radio talk show, we selected Kid Craddock in the Morning. That was the Reader's Choice, Kid Craddock in the Morning. The Observer selected Lambda Weekly. On air since 1983, Lambda Weekly claims to be the longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere on Earth. Captained by the genial and always well-informed David Taffet, the show is an informative and thoughtful window on local and national issues. With his very smart and loyal lieutenants, he gives all their names. He says, a bunch of celebrities and many important national political figures, it's never a mistake to catch Lambda Weekly on Sunday.
We're big fans of the 11th letter of the Greek alphabet. So, what do we get? About 30%?
Yeah, I think so. Best news anchor, we went with John McKay. That's what the Observer selected. Readers went with Clarice Tinsley.
No.
Best news show, we selected News 8 Update. That is best TV show. The Observer selected Channel 8 News at 10. So, yeah. And Reader's Choice was Good Day on Fox with your favorite Tim Ryan.
I wish I understood Good Day.
Well, I think you understand it.
No, I don't. Because anytime that something's really popular and they're beating all the network morning shows, if you don't like something, then there's something that you're missing. And I don't know what it is. Because I can't stand the Tim Ryan and that sing-songy, nasally chick that sits to his right.
Lauren Prisible.
What's his name? Evan Williams?
No.
who's the weather guy?
Evan Andrews.
What did I say?
Whiskey.
Oh, yeah. And then who does traffic?
Yeah, Chip Wagner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even mess with it, Chloe. Oh, our helicopter. What were they, in a helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're crashing. Oh, we lived. I'm getting the hell out and leaving everybody else in.
I got to save my baby blue sweater.
Who was in the helicopter with him?
Julie DeHardy.
Yeah.
And the pilot.
Wasn't Chip Wagner the first one out of the helicopter?
I believe he was.
I'm going to jump out before it hits the ground. Saw this work for Bugs Bunny in an elevator.
He just hits and rolls.
You just step off. All right.
All right. I got some more news. Two people were hurt at the state fair as a young steer got loose and took off running down the midway just before 3 o'clock yesterday. The two people were not seriously injured, but the steer belongs to a 13-year-old boy who had the animal at the fair to show it. It ran away when it was getting a bath.
This game sucks!
I would have loved to have seen that yesterday, just standing on the midway, like playing the dart balloon game, and then you'd hear a roar, and just the galloping right down the midway.
Let's see what I got. Don't play this game!
I'm not entirely sure if I would have reacted to it. I probably just would have looked at it and thought, huh, and thought it was maybe part of a show.
How big was the steer?
It was on the young side, so it wasn't real big.
Horns?
Yeah, it's a steer, so it had horns.
Well, I don't know what year they're adult or they're baby horns. I don't know how it works with steers.
I think it was more of like teenager age. I'm not certain. It wasn't a big bull.
It was running amok?
It was just running down the midway.
Just random.
Just yeah.
Well, that's stupid to call it a steer.
You know who I bet loved that?
Chuck?
McCree.
Oh, Steve McCree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope he's watching on our video stream.
That's for you, buddy.
God, so weird that I want to have butt sex with our CFO. Who knew he was the CFO of iHeart?
Clearly I didn't.
iHeart butt sex.
Okay. Oh, God. Democrat Wendy Davis has one last debate with Republican Greg Abbott to try to narrow the gap in the Texas governor's race. Their debate tonight in Dallas will likely attract more viewers than their first meeting earlier this month in the Rio Grande Valley.
Has anybody seen any of the debates?
No, this is only going to be the second one. They had one, like they said, it was...
I'm curious, and I'm not being cute. You know, with presidential debates, they always make sure that everybody's about the same height. I'm just wondering how they're doing it with Abbott. Do they just have both of them sitting?
Exactly. They both have them sitting in front of a long table. And that's the stipulation they had for every debate. They both have to be seated. Both have to have their own individual table.
Did Abbott's camp ask for that, or did they just decide, okay, this is really kind of the right thing to do, is have them seated?
Abbott's camp specifically asked for it.
And they were supposed to have a debate. I keep saying BLO, but they were bought by Gannett. That was going to be put on by Channel 8. And it was going to be broadcast. It was going to be the big debate. And
Gannett bought BLO?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Not that long ago.
I bet Steve McCree probably knew about that.
I'm sure he did.
He and I are going to have more pillow talk.
But yes, they were supposed to have the big debate that was going to air on Channel 8. And then Abbott decided to pull out of it for we don't know what reason, even though supposedly he got everything he had asked for. Or demanded for the debate, he decided to pull out.
I don't know that I would have thought any less during debate if she's standing and he's seated.
Especially since in a couple of his ads, him and his wheelchair are prominent.
Maybe he's doing that. Yeah, it's not like it's just, you know, I'm Bud, what's his name?
Greg Abbott.
Thank you.
Not Bud.
I got it. You know, just the typical campaign ad of, you know, different pictures and slow motion crap. And just at the end, I approve this message. I have no idea what it says in any of his ads. I see them when we're in here, but obviously I can't turn the audio up.
One of them where he's
on the freeway in one of them.
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you about. He's on an overpass and stuck in traffic and
in a wheelchair.
And he's in a wheelchair, and he's moving, whereas traffic is at a standstill, and he's talking about, I'll have more funds for better roads, less traffic, without the extra, you know, taxes. So vote for me, in essence, is what he's saying.
How was he able to move through traffic? Was in the HOV lane?
No, he was just...
Did he have anybody else in the wheelchair?
No, it was just him.
I don't think that's legal.
It's not.
I'm not making fun of him.
No, I know you're not.
I just saw the ad and went, why is he in traffic in a wheelchair?
Well, it was staged. I don't think he's just...
Are you sure?
I don't think he's just rolling across the Beach Street Bridge in the middle of traffic.
I'm going to get me a GoPro. Are you done with that one?
No. The reason why I say that no is because their debate tonight in Dallas will attract more viewers than the one earlier this month in the Rio Grande. The debate begins at 8 o'clock and can be seen on Cozy TV, which is digital 5-2. Big time debate.
5-2. Is that the offshoot of Channel 5's?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call it Cozy?
That's what they call that channel. It's digital 5-2. It's sponsored by NBC5, Dallas Morning News, KERA, and Telemundo 39, and will take place at the KERA studios.
What makes them think, were you adding that to be cute? The more people are going to see this?
No, I read that. That's verbatim. Here, you can look at it.
I wonder how many people look at the offshoots of all the digital, you know, like, I don't even know if Channel 4 uses theirs. There's like 4.1. I don't think anything's on 4.2.
That I'm not sure. I know
Channel 8 uses their 8.2 and 3. Mm-hmm. One of them's weather.
Yep.
The other one, a lot looks like infomercials.
I know on 5, a lot of times, at least on Sundays, it's like animal shows.
On the 5.2?
Yeah.
Cozy. Okay. Wow. I don't get why you would call it that.
That's just, it's a way for...
Unless they know the programming's always going to be boring.
So get cozy?
Yeah. Sleepy TV.
I find it so odd that here you've got a prominent debate for the governor of Texas, and we're a month away from the election, and you got to dig to try to find it on TV. Your best bet's going to be watching it online.
How long does the debate normally last? Did it say?
This one doesn't say how long. My guess is about an hour.
This one's an hour. And it's also being aired on KERA locally here.
TV or radio?
TV.
Yeah, more people are going to see it there.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that much about either one of them, short of the fact that Greg Abbott, what he used to do.
Attorney General.
Yeah, him. I know that.
That's something. Do you know what Wendy Davis did before?
I hope danced.
Russ.
I didn't say where. I didn't say when. I tell you, it wouldn't be during the day.
Russ.
I think when I'm done with our CFO, I may get me some governor if she wins.
Oh, no, please, God, no. She's a prominent female. Let's just not immediately sexualize her.
How is that an insult? I never get it. Well, you don't even look at what she can do or has done. Well, obviously she's done something or she wouldn't be a candidate for the governor of Texas.
But you don't talk about that. You instead...
I don't have to say anything. People don't need to know my political views. They need to know who I'll do. And our CFO for Clear Channel is one of them. And I'm not calling it iHeart. That's stupid.
But you do.
What?
You iHeart the CFO.
iHeart butt sex.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till we get our own studio. Then everybody's going to want to make room in Steve McCree's hoo-hoo.
I think at this point, he might just get us the funds for the studio for us to shut up. Which really, for us, either way.
Yeah, I heard your show today and how you wanted to do me in the butt. We got you your own studio in Indonesia.
What actually frightens me is I think we have stations there.
Indonesia?
So it's highly possible.
We're going to get you a big party bus and have you trailed by some guy driving for Walmart.
Wow.
Did you see that story today?
About the, I saw the headline, something about Walmart and Tracy Morgan, and they were blaming him.
Walmart says Tracy Morgan should have worn a seatbelt.
Then didn't Walmart already, in essence, accept full responsibility for the crash?
Well, they said, yeah, for the most part, I think they said, if this was really our fault, we will do whatever it takes to make this right.
So
including
I guess,
saying we didn't do it.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Walmart has responded to a lawsuit filed by Tracy Morgan over a deadly car crash that left the comedian in critical condition. The big box store blamed the injuries suffered by Morgan on his failure to wear a seatbelt. Skip down to the... Walmart said the injuries were caused, quote now, caused in whole or in part by plaintiff's failure to properly wear an appropriate available seatbelt restraint device. Company said by not using the seatbelts, the plaintiffs acted unreasonably and in disregard of plaintiff's own best interests. Walmart said Morgan and the other plaintiff's damages were not caused by the company or any of its affiliated employees. Instead, the chain noted the possibility that injuries may have been caused by third parties over whom Walmart had no control. But it was one of their trucks.
Yes. One of their employees driving one of their trucks.
I don't know how you dance around that one unless possibly the driver was contracted by another party. I don't know.
My guess is what Walmart's lawyers are doing is they're saying, hey, yeah, our driver caused an accident, yes. But had he been wearing his seatbelt, we don't know the extent of the injuries. Because he wasn't wearing the seatbelt, we know the extent. So really, he's got to at least
take part of the responsibility.
You got it.
They really should have been wearing seatbelts because our drivers are crazy.
These lawsuit prices are falling?
So what if he was sleepy? I know it's hard to keep track of all the drivers. I think they said the driver of that truck, first of all, he didn't slow down for his own, that you needed to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Rear-ended the bus. Obviously hit it hard enough to flip it and kill somebody. But it's going to be hard to know, you know, how long all these guys, I know they have to log stuff, but can you really keep track of all your drivers?
Unfortunately, they're supposed to. It's your responsibility. They're driving your stuff. You have to be able to put things in place and hire people and have a systems of checks and balances to make sure they follow your policies and follow the policies set forward by the government.
And nowhere in this story, reading this off CNN, does Walmart make the statement of, okay, we're sorry we hit him, but, you know, had he been wearing a seatbelt, it's probably been a non-event. I don't think so.
I think they'll stop short of saying that because you can see the damage that occurred and that he would have been hurt either way. I think they're.
But it says, Walmart said Morgan and the other plaintiffs' damages were not caused by the company.
All right, then never mind. They're going all out.
I don't even know how you make that statement.
I think that's lawyers being lawyers. However, the problem with that, there's a PR angle to it that at some point the PR department needs to talk to the law department and say, you know what, let's come to some sort of agreement on a message together. That way, I don't have to clean up your idiotic statements.
Maybe we should get rid of the smiley faces on the side of the trucks.
Yeah.
Maybe put drunky faces or sleepy ones.
And a little fallen bottle at the side. Love.
All right. We're late. All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Denny's. Not a whole lot going on. We'll get started off in Irving, westbound 183. On the service road, right at O'Connor, got an accident there. That has traffic that backed up on the highway in the area. And Arlington, southbound 360, just before Trinity Boulevard, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Midway. And also in Arlington, eastbound I-30, just after Fielder Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from East Chase Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear tonight, 71 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 94 for the high. Right now it's 91 to 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, we've got breaking news on all our local affiliates, TV stations, out of Atlanta. Where, what's the story? I know it's something with Ebola.
Ebola. The CDC has confirmed its first Ebola case in the United States, and it's in Dallas.
Let me pull up one of the TV stations.
How you can assure that you have, I guess, reached all the people that...
That would not be Channel 5.
...contact with when they're...
Yes, it would. Why are they talking?
It's a core public health function, and we do it by a very systematic manner. We interview the patient if that's possible. We interview...
What, are people calling in with questions?
I don't know.
What? I don't know.
I don't know.
Isolation. Then, in a cascading manner, we identify every other
Sounds
individual
like
who
somebody's
can
still
add
on the phone.
Information. Mm-hmm. And with that, we put together a map, essentially, that identifies the time, the place, the level of the contact.
Somebody hang it up.
It's a concentric circle approach to identify those contacts who might have had the highest risk of exposure, those who had an intermediate.
And that's on all the stations. That was was Fox 4. Here's 11.
Those who had an intermediate risk and those who may possibly have had an exposure, even though we think that may be unlikely. And we always err on the side of identifying and tracking more contacts rather than less. I mentioned earlier today that in Lagos, with 20 cases, we at CDC and elsewhere, working with the Nigerian authorities, identified nearly 900 contacts and monitored all of them every day for 21 days.
Okay, I don't know where he's going with this. I don't like it anyway. The Ebola makes the roof of my mouth raw.
I don't think there's anyone that actually likes it.
Mm. That and Captain Crunch. Those are two cereals I can't eat.
It's not a cereal.
It's not?
It's a deadly disease.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of granola.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very different.
So there's just one confirmed case, and it's in Dallas.
Yes.
And that's for the whole country. They say how we were lucky enough to get this one.
What I saw briefly was that it was someone who had been to Liberia recently, where they've had a large outbreak of Ebola, and they came back, started showing signs of sickness, went to the hospital, and the hospital said, hey, this might be Ebola, and they locked everything down. And now the CDC is sending epidemiologists here from Atlanta, and they're already in the process of interviewing friends and family that the patient may have had contact with. And more good news, Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Tell Russ what you told me.
Yeah, one of our salespeople, his girlfriend works at that hospital.
Well, that doesn't mean she's got it.
Oh, I know.
But people freak out at this kind of stuff.
Why wouldn't you?
I've already.
Oh, this is crazy crap.
I've already got one guy on Facebook sent me a message. He's like, "Can you believe this? My wife's already freaking out." It's like, it's not going to stop there. It's going to be like half of households.
Don't they have like a virus, a vaccine or something? Sort of still in the beta phase, but it cured some guy, and then President Obama met with him. Still not somebody I'd hug.
Yeah, it'd be more like just, you know, like a fist bump or something. But yeah, there is an experimental drug that helped a couple of people that were Americans, that they were missionaries helping out. They got Ebola, they got this experimental drug, and it supposedly cured them. But then also one of the guys that got the experimental drug, they think his blood may have something to do with it as well, because he had these antibodies in addition to the drug, was given to someone else, and that other guy started responding well to the treatment.
It's sounds like a lot of the symptoms start out with, it sounds like a really bad case of the flu.
Yes.
That they ever make a reference to that? Because I know it's fever, sore throat, headaches, you get the runs, vomiting.
Yeah, other illnesses such as influenza or malaria are often ruled out before Ebola testing.
The big thing with this patient was that they identified, okay, you've been to Liberia really recently, haven't you? And they isolated him.
I mean, what are you really going to do? It's not like if somebody's coming back from Liberia. Do you have anything to declare?
No.
All right, come on in. How is it transmitted?
Contact, I believe. I don't know through which, if it's saliva or just touch or anything like that, but I know it's not airborne, and that's a big deal.
Okay. They also think that fruit bats are believed to be carriers, but fruit bats don't bite you, right?
I don't think so. I think it'd probably just be something from the fruit bat getting on your fruit, then you eat the fruit, and then you got the Ebola.
Or if it flew over you and got some fruit bat guano.
I don't think it's the guano. Although I'm not going to rule that out. Who knows? It's already bad enough that you get Ebola, but if you got it by getting pooped on, that's just insult to disease.
How'd you get it? Fruit bat took a shit on me?
Man, that's a hard look.
They still have the press conference going on. I don't know what else they could cover. Short of, let me see.
Importation or this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country.
U.S. health leaders try to reassure Americans that the first case of Ebola confirmed in North Texas will not be spread any further. Good evening. I'm Clarice Tinsley. We continue our live coverage of that historic breaking news.
She does not look good in blue.
The Centers for Disease Control and State Health Department confirmed a patient at a Dallas hospital tested positive for the Ebola virus. Fox 4's Natalie Salise is at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital.
I can't listen to that story. It's going to be too loud. I like the sound effects. Which hospital is it?
Presby Dallas.
Yeah.
It's not fair, but business is going to drop.
Mm-hmm. They're a good hospital. That's where I got my surgery done.
I just said it's not fair. What surgery?
When you guys busted my eye.
Dan did it.
That was you.
I didn't hit him with the... I didn't hit him.
You told me to.
If...
Don't.
How much was your surgery?
It was a few grand, but insurance covered it, so.
So what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I said it's a good hospital.
Well, you just bring it up a lot. Oh, a good attached retina.
I'll bring it up a lot. If you guys feel guilty about it, well, then maybe that's your conscience.
I don't feel guilty about it.
I was always fine with it until you kept bringing it up.
There are a lot of people who get hit in the head with a frozen fish. Their retinas are still in place.
Mine just happened.
Maybe yours is already loose.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or you just using it as an excuse. How do you think it happened? I got hit in the head with a frozen fish. No, really. Well, that's what happened. Well, we're not going to put that on the insurance papers.
Yeah.
Anybody else in your family have detached retinas?
No.
All right. So genetics is out.
Yeah. Have you had any other type of... Had you had any trauma before that fish event?
No. They said it's caused by a major head trauma.
Had you been on any other radio shows where you were hit with products?
Not that I can recall.
See, he doesn't know.
Yeah, we're off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You got some type of dementia.
I'm just saying, Occam's razor is probably the frozen fish flying in my head.
Well, it sounds simple, but who knows what else you do. In your free time.
I know. And that doesn't sound... And you getting hit in the head with a fish does not sound like major head trauma. I didn't even throw the fish that hard.
It kind of knocked me out.
You were conscious the whole time.
I can't remember anything else that happened after
that. Well, then
you
don't know that we did it. Go ahead, Dan.
On Saturday, a couple named Stephen McKenzie Schultz went to a new restaurant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for their anniversary. But they got terrible, terrible service. They waited 20 minutes for water, 40 minutes for an appetizer, and over an hour for their entrees. And their waiter was spending most of his time at other tables. For the average person, that would mean one thing. He's getting a bad tip. But instead of getting angry, McKenzie noticed he was the only waiter. He had 12 tables and was doubling as the bartender. Stephen and McKenzie both used to be servers, and now they own their own restaurant. So they knew how insane this was. And when their check finally came, they talked it over and decided to leave him a great tip. Their bill was $67. They left $100 for the tip. That's 150%. They also wrote a note saying, "We've been in your shoes, paying it forward." They copied a photo. They posted a photo of the receipt on Facebook and asked people to think about the context of a situation before blaming someone. It's already received around 1.5 million likes. And turns out another waiter had called in sick at the last minute. That's why the server was all by his lonesome.
So it wasn't bad service. It was just... I guess you can call it bad, but to me, bad service is being ignored, not being paid attention to.
Mm-hmm. When there's no excuse for it. There's no reason for it.
This is, he ran out of hands.
Yeah, you only do so much. And honestly, it sounds like as busy as he was, not only should there have been another waiter, but if he's doing the bartending as well, he'd probably have a bartender back there.
And I've tipped more in situations like that to where the service wasn't good, but I knew it wasn't the server's fault.
Right.
But I didn't take the receipt and post it online and go, "Hey, look what I did." You can tell if somebody is overworked.
Usually you can. However, sometimes maybe they did this because they're sitting at the table. They recognize what was going on, but maybe a table next to them had the opposite feelings. Oh, this guy's forgetting everything. He's not getting this. He's not getting that. And they're not paying attention to the fact that there's a reason why he might be at the other table. They're not paying attention to the fact that
There's 300 of us and one of him.
Yes.
Well, maybe it balanced out for all the other people at Stifting because you know they did.
Absolutely. And that's why that's why they made this a big deal. And they just wanted to make sure that they tell people, you know, pay attention to the context. Don't just assume it's this one person's fault because that's the person you can see.
Okay.
If you could go back in time and live in any decade in recent history, which one would you pick?
None of them.
You wouldn't want to go back in time to live in one?
Would I have to stay there forever?
Yeah, it says live.
No. Think about it. Even if you go back to the 90s.
That is one of the options.
You're not going to have the internet.
Very.
You had it in its infant stages, but not what we have now.
No.
So, do you want the 90s? I certainly don't want to go back to mullet.
Well, you could go back to the 90s and you wouldn't be forced to regrow a mullet.
Well, then they would know I'm a time traveler.
No.
You have to blend in.
Plenty of people made it through the 90s without mullets.
No.
Yes. They were way more popular in the 80s.
Mullets?
Yeah.
Well, why'd I wait till the 90s?
Brother, I don't know.
I didn't have a mullet in the 80s. When did Achy Breaky come out? That's what started the mullets.
That was late 80s.
Yeah, no, mullets were already in before that.
All right, sorry.
But that one just really catapulted it. If you want some options,
I know what the options are. Probably 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Well, they narrowed it down. I mean, I know that I'm sure there are some people who be like, I'm going to go back to the Wild West.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go back to a time where I have to go to the bathroom. I got to go outside.
And woodpeckers.
Yeah. Doctors using woodpeckers. I got glass in my eye. You need a good woodpecker to peck it out. That's from Seth MacFarlane's movie. Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
You watch that, you'll take the old West out of your choice.
Absolutely. And it's really, really true.
All right. Well, you guys pick one because there's not any decade I'd want to go back to.
Of these options, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I would probably lean towards the 90s because you'd have some modern day conveniences, but I'd actually be okay without the cell phone and all that kind of stuff. So, but I think it'd be a balance.
I had a cell phone in the 90s. I can't remember when I got my first handheld one.
Yeah, see, I'd be okay without it. I'd be okay with going back to a time where not everyone was constantly on their phones.
But people could still get a hold of you if you had a pager.
Exactly. And that's also how you knew you were cool or possibly a drug dealer.
Look at that. My bitch just paged me. Says, hello.
Yeah.
You got to turn it upside down.
look at the page I just sent. It says boobs.
All right, you'd pick the 90s, Chloe.
80s.
Why?
I just love the 80s. And the metal scene and the music scene. I would try to be a rock star.
Alfie?
90s.
Why?
I would invest money in Amazon, eBay, Apple when it was at its lowest point there.
Yeah. I guess if you're going to use it for a financial gain,
Sure.
Who asked this question?
This was put out by the Daily Express. Not really sure why they did it, but the new survey found the number one answer by a landslide was the 60s. At 33,
why?
I don't know. It doesn't say. 18% chose other different decades, but didn't say which ones. The 90s came in at 7%. The 50s, 11%. 80s came in third. The 70s came in second, and in first place was the 60s.
The 50s, everybody was wigging out about the threat of atomic war, so you had bomb shelters. Everybody buying, not everybody, but the more elite families wanted bomb shelters.
Yeah, the 60s, yeah, it was one of those things.
TV was black and white in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You had like three networks.
And you had segregation, you had...
Well, hang on, maybe we're jumping the gun on this.
Russ!
I was thinking about television. I don't know what you're focused on.
I was focused on the TV issue as well.
In the 60s, I don't want any part of the 60s.
Because
it was important because the biggest thing I would pull out of the 60s was the man going to the moon. And the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
But in the 60s, you had the Bay of Pigs invasion. You had President Kennedy's assassination. You had Ted Kennedy, who was experimenting with car boats. I probably should have finished with that one. Well, that didn't work.
My bad.
Oh, man, I just got Kopechne'd. I can't think of much out of the 60s. Because you can't just, you don't get, if you go back in time, you don't get all the good from that decade.
Yeah.
Oh, Batman came out in the 60s. Free Love. It's easier to get LSD.
Mm-hmm.
You had the issue with the Kennedys. Dr. King was assassinated. The Vietnam War went on throughout the entire decade.
Well, yeah, Vietnam started in the late 60s.
I thought it started in 55.
I think they started sending, you had Korea that was in the 50s, and then they started little by little sending little troops.
Maybe it was Johnson and escalated.
Yeah.
I know it didn't end until like the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm. But of these, of the other options, you had the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. If not the 90s, I probably would have leaned more towards the 50s. I don't know why. Maybe it's something about the I would have been curious to see the male-female gender roles back then, just because you see it and Leave It to Beaver, and it's like the husband comes home, wife has the newspaper, his pipe, and his slippers. That would have been interesting.
Hey! Where's my dinner? In a minute, Ward. That's right. I'm going to go sit in my office area and smoke and read.
Everyone seemed more relaxed. There wasn't this, you know, super stress that seems to be in the world now.
This sounds like, instead of a fantasy of time travel, this sounds more like one of those would you rather if you had to.
Yeah, it does.
If I had to... I really didn't like any of them. If you want to go back and relive moments from your past, if you got to do it again,
mm-hmm.
No, can't pick the 80s because then I get Diane again.
Woof.
Woof. One bitch for an old decade.
There's also the decade, though, that I was screwing Diane's roommate, which was... It was exciting for a time because it was taboo. It was somebody, her roommate, somebody I had the hots for a long time.
That is the biggest thing you could do. You go back into that time. Unfortunately, you're with Diane, but you could go into that shower that you always wanted to with Sandy and know confidently that she'd be welcome to it.
Yeah, you're right, because it wasn't until we hooked up, I said, hey, you know, days that Diane got up, went to work, and I'm laying in her bedroom because they were roommates. And I'd hear you in the shower. I was like, what would it be like if I went in? She went, I always wonder what it would be like if you joined me.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That makes me nauseous for you.
Well, it's not a chance you can take.
No.
You know, it's like our CFO, Steve Marcy. Is that his name?
McCree.
You want to make a move on him, but what if I'm rejected?
It's a big gamble.
And it's not just because he's a CFO. It's because I think he's hot. Maybe I can come down from New York, take a shower in Dallas.
Oh, my God. You can have a shower installed in your office.
Just find out where he's staying. DV. What?
Is bath water hot?
Yeah. You know, there's a hot tub here in the hotel. Wouldn't you like that?
Mm-mm.
Steve. Come on, look in the hot tub. You a CFO? Time for some BFO. I don't know what that means.
I got at least two-letter idea.
Sometimes when you're drunk, you get it everywhere.
I bet. BFA, BFO.
BFF.
You would be.
All right, I'm going with. I don't want to go.
You just.
Because everything you get gotten used to, it's gone.
And that makes sense.
Because we're only talking about a decade, you know, to go back to the 90s. I mean, do you get to go to any part of the 90s? Because I picked the end where the internet's a little more prevalent.
Yeah, you picked the end of the 90s where you get your 56K modem. And you get a brand new Windows 98.
So they didn't say if you've. What?
You could go back to the year 2000.
That wasn't in the options.
Yeah.
Dan just said 50s, 60s, 70s.
80s and 90s. Yeah. 90s most recent, back to the 50s.
I mean, I could see people picking the 50s because it's a little more simplistic. Cars look kind of cooler. I always like cars with big wings. Probably my Batman fetish.
I'd believe that.
But they weren't as safe.
Mm-mm.
They were huge.
And also, very few of them had power steering. So if you wanted to turn, you had to earn it. And if that
kid. I got to make a turn in about 100 yards. Start now.
And it was also back in a time when kids knew not to play in the street because they knew the car ain't going to stop.
And yeah, they probably ain't got disc brakes yet. That's. First of all, I don't understand the question. If you could go back, they didn't even say beginning of the decade, middle. Could you pick the year?
I'm assuming that it would be you'd start, you know, January 1st, 1990, and you go all the way until 99.
All right. We're late, but I don't care. I'll drop a few songs like I planned on anyway.
Perfect.
If you had the choice, back or forward?
Back. The future scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. You don't have to go to live. Just go to look.
Okay, yeah. I'd want to take a quick glance.
How far?
Ugh. Because
if you overshoot it.
Yeah.
You could be looking at the Statue of Liberty with its head laying in the ocean.
Yeah, because you want kind of a build up to that. That's jarring. I'd say maybe 200 years.
I think we're going to do a lot of damage in 200 years.
Yeah, I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Oh, I'm going into the future is going to be disappointing. I absolutely believe that. I'm already disappointed in the present.
Yeah, because you know tomorrow is going to suck.
Yes.
All right, I tell you what. Think about it during the break, and we'll milk this. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
.538, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. Road construction there has the left shoulder shut down. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. In Bedford, westbound 183, right at Central, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 360. Into Eula, southbound 121, right at Glade Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 360. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. And finally, in Dallas, westbound 183, right at Regal Row. Got an accident there blocking the center lane. That one has traffic backed up back from the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear skies. 71 for a low, sunny tomorrow, 94 for the high. Right now, 88 and 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L,
now.
The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Daniel, go ahead.
Real quick.
We never finished. Real quick, what?
I was going to say, do you want the details on the Ebola patient?
Not really.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do about it. It's another focus on Dallas that not really our fault, but that we need.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because the story I was looking at, it says this is the first ever case of the strain of Ebola confirmed in the United States.
So which decade did you pick that you want to go back to? Mm-hmm. Did we ever finish that?
We did not.
No, I said forwards or backwards.
Yeah, you would pose the question, would you rather go look into the future or go back in time?
Because who was it that decided to ask the question?
It was the Daily Express.
Okay. If you had to pick a decade to go live in, first of all, I don't like committing myself to anything because you can't know everything about everything that went on in each decade mm-hmm. unless you research all of it. And I don't want to go to live. I don't want to live without the stuff I got right now. I got used to it. If I went back to the 50s, I'm not going to have my Batmobiles.
That is true. I think that's part of the reason why I chose the 90s is because it's far back, but I'm familiar with it still. I remember everything. I remember lots of stuff about the 90s that I liked. I already know the stuff about the 90s that I hated, like Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I didn't really dig the 90s. I don't know why, because that's when I started late 90s. That's when I took over for Stern.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I thought, yeah, this can last about 6 minutes.
Yeah, but also in the 90s, in the early part of the 90s, you had the TV show.
Up till about 93, 94.
Yeah.
But I also had to work with JD, who didn't want to work.
Well, struggles. So the mid-90s might have been where you were a little kind of in flux or just kind of... You started out strong in the 90s and finished strong in the 90s.
I think I'd pick going, moving ahead to the future. Maybe, let's see, I'm about to turn 54, 20 years. Pick a time to where, theoretically, I should still be alive and see what lies ahead and see if I want to hang out for it. So you go to 2034.
Okay.
And you get there and we've trashed the place. Which isn't out of the realm.
No, we're already well on our way.
Then you come back to 2014 and just hang yourself.
I don't think you have to go that far.
Well, you can. If we're going to play this game, you can only pick one time. And there's, okay, well, I picked 20 years. Maybe I only want to pick 10 now. No, you get to travel in time once.
Right.
You got to pick a day and year, and you're stuck there. You get to come back, but you don't get to see a year before or later or whatever. That's why I think 200 years is too far, because you're never, obviously, you're not going to live that long.
No, I'm not. But that's why I'd be curious to see. I'd be curious to see how much damage we can do in 200 more years. As the population keeps growing, we all keep getting, on one hand, we keep getting smarter, but we also keep getting dumber. There's great advancements in technology, but those advancements in technology also make us completely reliant on them.
And see, if you go ahead 200 years, things may be great, but you don't know what you missed in those 200 years. There could have been a couple of Armageddons.
That is true. Yeah, for all we know, going ahead 200 years may actually put you back into something more primitive than you were expecting.
No, I'm saying we could have corrected everything in 200 years, but there could have been a lot of...
Well, yeah, there's that too.
...post-apocalyptic eras in that 200 years. I think I'd just pick 20 years, go forward, buy a bunch of products, come back. Hey, who wants to buy the iPhone 27S?
For which you wouldn't be able to have an update for when you got back here.
Anybody else have an opinion before we move on?
If it would just flash for a few minutes or whatever, just to see your hour, day, forward, but back. Not back, though.
Well, how far forward?
I'd say 20 years. 15, 20.
Pick one.
20 years.
And why?
Basically the same reason, just to see what's up. What's up? What's going on here? Wouldn't want to stay, because what if the technology, you didn't know how to use it?
Well, the whole idea is just to get a snapshot of what the future looks like and come back.
Right, just to see.
Well, there's certain things that I know I'm not going to have any kids.
Yeah.
Do you want to see what the future, I know this dragging on, see what the future looks like or your future, what it looks like?
No, just future in general. I don't want to see mine.
Yeah, that could be really depressing.
You come back, just sit down, go, oh.
I'm so sad. I'm pathetic.
Or it could be something amazing. End up with some type of network TV show, making an ass load of cash. Okay, that's where my life's going to go. You kind of look around at other people in your future. Okay, Dan Lewis is still doing mornings in Victoria.
Yeah, no matter how far in the future I go, some things never change. How far ahead would you go, Alfie?
I'd probably go about 1,000 years, if it's just for a minute or two to look around.
Man, you're really curious.
Yeah, just to see, you know, if an asteroid's hit, if Jesus is back or something.
Oh, my God, it's Jesus. What are the odds?
How long you been here?
I just got back. By the way, I'm taking everybody with me, and everybody else is going to hell. You picked a bad day.
Oh.
But I'm just here to visit. Well, no, I'm sorry.
I ain't letting go.
You're just holding on to a
sandal. Stop hugging me. This is not Star Trek. You're not going to beam up with me.
I think Alfie may be closer.
Excuse me while I knock all my crap over. Alfie may be closer. All right, let's go 1,000 years and see what happened. Did Jesus come yet? Because that'd be the first thing after I materialize. Jesus been here yet? What'd he say?
Was he mad?
How did he look? Did he shave? Did he still look young? Did he got a facelift?
Oh.
I think that'd be the first thing. Not, hey, what do you guys have here 1,000 years in the future? Tell them where you're from. Because right. In the movies, you always have to cover it up. Oh, I can't tell I'm a time traveler. Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to the future, I don't really see the problem in it. And actually, in the movies where someone from the past goes into the future, they end up needing to tell the people there so they can explain their stupidity.
Hey, Jesus get here? What was he wearing?
Was he on a hoverboard?
Well, those floating, you know, skateboard thingies? Was he wearing them lace-up Nikes?
That is actually one of the things that
for Does he still look like Ted Nugent? What?
To go 200 years into the future would be one of our first questions. Got hoverboard yet? Nope. I'm going farther in the future. What have y'all been doing for 200 years?
Got flying cars yet? Nope. All right. Later.
We're supposed to have hoverboards by next year.
Who told you this?
In Back to the Future Part 2.
They told you that?
He said they went to 2015.
You know that's a f***ing movie, yeah?
I know, but science has stayed up to date with things like Star Trek.
We still don't have flying cars, and that's what everybody points at.
We've got a version of flying cars.
We got flying cars that look like airplanes with the wings fold out. It's not really practical. They have them.
Yeah. It is kind of a loophole. You're right. It's basically the same thing as just taking a plane on the highway.
And we can't drive with, you know, some point of reference on the ground. You really want people in cars that can lift off?
I think that's part of the reason why we're not focusing on it.
No.
I mean, it looked nice and clean in the Jetsons. Mm-hmm. Never saw any wrecks.
No. But then again, in the Jetsons, they didn't have cell phones. For all their advancements.
Maybe they had... Are we really going to do this?
I thought they had all the communications in their car. Didn't they? Can they communicate with each other?
Dude, I don't know. I'm sure it's all hands-free in the Jetsons.
swore he called Spacely.
From his car?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would he need to call Spacely from his car?
I don't tell
you. How many sprockets can you make?
I don't know. Maybe he's running late.
Hey, screw you. I quit. I'm going over to Cogley's. Off, Spacely, you Danny DeVito look-alike. I'm almost 54.
That's right. Big day's coming up.
Like a kid when he said something smart. I'm 4.
Russ holds his hands up. I'm this many.
I am totally lost. We get off on the Jetsons.
Alfie wanting to go 1,000 years into the future, and then there's no wrecks with flying cars of the Jetson because they don't have the same technology we have now, meaning cell phones.
I don't think cell phones would have anything to do with wrecks. How do you associate the two?
We can't drive because we're too busy on our phones.
Maybe there's something on the Jetsons car that keeps a distance between you and the other flying cars.
Maybe. Maybe.
We're almost right. Turning this into a college class. Why don't they have wrecks in the Jetsons? Maybe in the future they filtered out all the stupid f***s.
That was really smart of them. Eugenics.
Mm-hmm. You go through and just gradually filter out all the dumb f***s.
Nah, I still think nature finds a way. And stupid is a strong force.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anything, it'd be the future would be dumber.
That's depressing. But with everything that we have, we've got access. I know we're late, Cloak, with it. We've got access to more information now and to be smarter than anybody before us.
And what do we
do? Just because we've got the access, we don't.
We have access to all these wonderful things because of the internet, and the first thing most people do is they go to a comment section and post first.
Post first?
Because they want to be the first comment on a thread.
So they don't say anything, they just post the word first?
Yeah. And then from there, everything
you're right.
Just goes
stupidity down. Is going to grow exponentially. All right, I'm going to go 300 years in the future. Hey, what are you doing?
I just ate a pony.
Back in the ship. Back in the ship.
Oh, shit. They eat ponies. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
602, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM, I guess. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. Road construction there has the left shoulder stopped up. That's traffic backed up back from I-30. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Oakland Boulevard, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. Let's move into Bedford, westbound 183, right at Central. Get that stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the center lane. Traffic is now completely jacked up all the way back to Valley View. About a half-hour delay through that. Moving into Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. And finally in Dallas, westbound 183, right at Regal Road. Got an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear tonight, 71 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 94 for the high. Right now, it's 88 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What are you shaking your head about, Dan?
What do I usually shake my head about, Russ?
Mark Davis.
That's right.
Twitter.
Yes.
It's got something to do with the Ebola.
He does. Guess who he blames?
The Ebolanese?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The people who went to Ebola land?
No.
Well, I didn't do it.
No. He doesn't really ever blame you for anything.
The people working in ministries?
No.
Did somebody have to screw something first to get a Ebola?
No. This is almost 40 minutes ago, Mark Davis tweeted, "No surprise, we doubt the protective skill of a government unable to keep out armed White House fence jumpers, jihadists, and 15 million illegals. Hashtag Ebola Dallas." And he followed that up with, "Get ready for desperate Democrats to spend Dallas Ebola as the price of living in a red state." It's amazing. The Ebola press conference was just like in the middle of it, and he was already politicizing it and blaming Obama and the federal government.
So indirectly, he thinks President, again, always have to say this, I think Mark Davis is probably one of the smartest, has one of the smartest shows on the radio.
He does. Which
anywhere.
Which is why it always infuriates me when he says something so stupid.
And I don't get a chance to listen to him that often because I haven't driven to the gym in a while. And normally that's when I do it. I've got, you know, half hour in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm half hour in the car. There's certainly no reason I should enjoy it. I should listen to Mark Davis. I don't get a good portion of his tweets. Why would you politicize something that has no political origins?
Well, clearly he disagrees.
Not like President Obama went, "We need more Ebola." Mm-hmm. That's what we need. Ebola, Bula. It's some kind of song.
Ebola, Bola. You're right, though. I mean, that's what you're left believing, is that he's blaming the federal government, therefore the president, and indirectly saying that someone else would have protected us from this Ebola. Someone else would have protected the country from these other things that probably has no bearing on who's in the White House or
so
not.
So he thinks the Democratic Party, who's in the White House, is responsible.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is going to have a greater effect on the history of our country? This one case of Ebola?
Mm-hmm.
In Dallas, or the attack on New York City, where the Republicans were in charge? I'm not blaming either side. I don't think any of it really could have been foreseen. But what do you think is going to make a bigger stamp on history?
Yeah.
I don't know where these ideas come from. I know it ain't coming from my brain, but there are times I'm really smart.
You were right there at the end. You were just fading away.
I didn't have a better word than smart.
The next thing you say should be, I'm not a smart man. After that, Mark Davis followed up with, if USA fails to halt all flights to and from West Africa, Ebola hot zone, then we are as unserious about this as we have been about global jihad. So I know
what he's saying. If you've got a hot spot for Ebola,
mm-hmm.
then probably you should do some type of screening. I don't know if you can screen people ahead of time before the symptoms show.
I don't think so.
But maybe you do block flights to and from hot spots. But theoretically, you're going to have to start blocking off a good portion of the planet, because everybody's got something.
Right, and also keep in mind, there was Ebola cases in France because they had flights that left Western Africa and went to France. They had Ebola cases there. Well, that means you got to block flights from France. And then if a plane landed in France, went to England, there. I mean, it just, you get the idea.
You're right, it grows exponentially, and all of a sudden, you'd have to block flights.
Everything.
Anything out of the country.
I just don't like the whole idea of blaming a global disease on one government.
Or, if you break it down, in essence, one man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's in charge of the country right now? I don't really think President Obama was looking for this.
For all the things that the president has screwed up, of which there are many, this is not one I'm willing to put on him. I actually would kind of see it as like, that's kind of, that's running up the score a little bit.
Channel 11 is doing a, what are they doing?
Kent Brantley situation along with Nancy Reitbol, those two cases that were taken to Emory in Atlanta. So what's the answer to that?
So there isn't a cure for the virus. There is actually a vaccine that's being worked
this
on.
This is right Dr. Darren
down at UTMB. That's one that's being
Agostino. I was getting it.
I'm sorry.
Agostino.
Current monoclonal antibodies that Dr. Brandt had received it's a whole different technology in terms of treating and in terms of addressing the disease, but that's after somebody has the virus, and it's actually there to help fight the virus and assist the patient in getting better.
Okay, so as big a news as this is making around this country and around this world, and obviously here in our local community, at the same time, we can take a collective deep breath, yes, because it's not something that's going to spread like wildfire through this community to the best of our knowledge.
You don't know that. I could spread like stupidity.
Oh,
in fact, the fear of it is going to spread quicker than the disease itself. So maybe if you're educated, you'll realize, hey, I can't just go outside and catch this. But certainly need to create some type of paranoia on Twitter so you can tweet hashtag Dallas Ebola or whatever Mark Davis did.
Yeah, you got it. I still like the idea of big things happen here. Come to Dallas. I don't know about that.
State Fair, Ebola. Come out the Big D.
Catch a virus.
Hey, let's try and make some hashtag thing with Dallas and Ebola big on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I don't know how you turn something political. Because in essence, we're all pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Well, the government's supposed to be smarter than us. Mm. Have you looked at what they've done today? I know that's pretty simplistic, but really. They can't really figure out what to do about anything.
Yeah.
They want to point fingers. They want to assume that if I'm on this party, we're not to blame. And we just all evolved into a bunch of finger pointers. How about trying to find a solution as opposed to who's to blame? Me, that would be a lot quicker. Find the solution and then take credit for that as opposed to who was responsible for it in the first place.
Yeah.
But we're not. It's a lot easier to go, he did it. Well, how are you going to fix this? I don't care. I've got nothing to do with it. Why should I fix it? I didn't do it.
Yeah, let's just ask him questions all day. Make him feel awkward and uncomfortable.
What if Jonas Salk just kind of walked around and went, I don't know, I didn't do it. Anybody that created any type of vaccine? Who did the polio vaccine? Somebody polio?
No, I think it was polio already. I forgot who came up with the polio vaccine, but he was.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
It's not like it was Marco Polio.
Yeah. The stupid is strong with this one.
Chloe gets credit for that one.
Yeah, he does.
He held it up on a post-it note.
Come here, Chloe. Give me some knuckles.
Yeah.
Boy.
You get some.
You get room full of knuckles.
That was fast.
Marco.
Polio. All right. That's not but a few minutes, but that's going to make best of.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right. Why do you keep checking Mark Davis's Twitter feed?
I follow him on Twitter, so I was just running through things, trying to see what was being said about the Ebola stuff, and I just saw his tweets, and he blamed the government. Marco.
Fully. Good show, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. 614, Dan O'Malley has more news.
Thank you, Russ. Some Jeopardy viewers took to Twitter Monday night to criticize the normally controversy-free game show for featuring a category they charged was sexist. There's also something other glaring that they seem to have missed, but I'll let you figure that part out. The category that caused the uproar was titled, What Women Want, and the series of clues read by host Alex Trebek got the show in hot water. One of the clues read, some help around the house. Would it kill you to get out the Bissell bagless canister, one of these every once in a while?
They actually use these as...
clues.
Answers. You have to come up with a question.
Right. Yeah, so the answer is...
Well, hang on. Give me the answer. I have to give you the question. That's the way Jeopardy works.
Right. The answer is, some help around the house. Would it kill you to get out of the Bissell... Would it kill you to get out the Bissell bagless canister, one of these every once in a while?
What is, why am I a lazy?
No.
Isn't that the way this works?
Well, it is, but it, they were looking for a specific thing.
Why am I a lazy f***ing man?
Would it kill you to get out the Bissell bagless canister, one of these every once in a while?
Oh, what is yes?
No. What? It's that a cleaning item.
That seems like the only question is going it's going to get you out of trouble.
Would it kill you?
What is yes? what is the question?
What is a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, well, I know what a Bissell is.
Right.
All right. I didn't realize. Okay.
It's what women want. Another clue read, before bed, a cup of this herbal tea from Celestial Seasonings. That's the logo seen here. It's a certain type of tea. You wouldn't get it because they don't have the logo in front of you.
What is sleepy time?
That's right.
Thank you.
Nicely done. So, yeah, many across Twitter, including...
Oh, is that all of them?
Yeah, that's only two I had. I was trying to look up what the other ones were, but I couldn't find them.
Okay. Well, go ahead with the story.
Actress Sophia Bush, along with a slew of social media users, took to Twitter to express disappointment in the show's category. Part of what they missed out on is the fact that this is a sponsored category. There's a reason
sponsored
why...
Sponsored how?
Well, think of it this way. Would it kill you to get out the Bissell bagless canister, one of these, every once in a while?
What is yes?
Before bed, a cup of this herbal tea from Celestial Seasonings.
Okay.
That's the logo seen here. They sold the category.
You think they really do that?
Why else would they give these companies the plugs? Otherwise, you would just say you would...
Wouldn't that just bastardize the game? Cheapen it?
I think it would make it...
Do they do that a lot with other companies' logos?
I think it's a newer thing that they've done in more recent years. Where they realized, hey, you know, we can have one of these categories and make some money on it.
I suppose. Yeah, we really should have written some stuff for this. Today's game will be about what women want. And the categories are... bitching about bullshit. Jumping out of cars. Craving dash. Buying you don't need. Fighting in public with no regard to the people around you. Accuse me of wanting to have sex with fictional bitches like Betty Rubble. Waking me up to ask me how much I love you. And wondering why I took all the knives out of the kitchen. I'll take knives for 50, Alex.
And don't forget, and for Double Jeopardy.
I don't know if I got a sound effect for that.
It don't matter. And for Double Jeopardy, I don't know, what do you want?
And for Triple Jeopardy, the category is, you know.
Oh, my God. Had it been Final Jeopardy and that was a good, what do women want? You know. Oh, God, sorry.
Well, they could have gone a lot of ways. The final category was, what do women want? I wrote, you know. Sorry, that's incorrect. Correct answer is, I'm fine.
Oh, oh God, that stinks.
I would have taken, ooh, I'm fine, or holy sh**. We should really run it in Jeopardy. Get, for us, that would be relatively easy.
Yeah.
It's the final solution of a woman ending an argument. What is jumping out of a car, Alex? Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, write those for tomorrow.
Everyone make a note.
Well, don't make note. Do it. Everybody always makes notes. Nobody does it. Okay. It could be funny.
It absolutely could be.
I'm laughing already at what we haven't written. I won't do.
According to a new survey of people who lost at least 10% of their body weight on a diet, 3 out of 4 ate dessert or something else unhealthy at least once a week while they were losing weight.
All I know is this low-carb diet's not really working for me.
Really?
I mean, it's been, I know it was around September 5th because I said it's about a month before my birthday.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you eating anything, so I'm not surprised that it's not working.
Well, I'm drinking the protein. Is the camera on me, Alfie?
Yes, it is.
The genuine muscle milk Pro Series from somebody.
Muscle Milk.
Is that the company?
I don't know. There's probably another, like a distributor or whatever, but
Muscle Milk Pro Series. That made in America. Whatever. Muscle Milk.
All right, yeah. You want some free Muscle Milk. We get it.
The Pro Series.
Quit holding it up for the camera.
I just like, right under, in big letters, Muscle Milk contains no milk. Why would you call something milk and then says contains no milk?
Maybe it used to at some point. Or maybe one of the, back when they first started, maybe the main protein source was milk protein.
Well, it does say it includes milk proteins.
Well, there you go. That's probably why they call it
muscle. It doesn't have milk. Maybe they mean you can drink this and not vomit when you're performing.
Yeah, or also in case you're lactose intolerant.
Water, milk, protein, whatever. But this is mostly what I've had. I know I've cut back dramatically on carbs. Over the weekend, I took the all the chicken breasts that Dickie's sent up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just grilled.
Yeah.
Put them in a pot, boiled them with celery and some bouillon and onions. Had that all weekend. And I figured after a couple of weeks of cutting back on carbs, I would have lost a considerable amount of weight. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I certainly don't think it's the muscle milk. Am I holding that right?
It looks like it. Yeah, it looks like it's pointing right at the camera.
That's called the product claw.
Yeah.
Where you hold it where exactly the...
If you want, just for a different angle, just tilt it towards my camera.
I'll have to lean into your shot.
Yeah, please do. There you go.
Alfie, do you think I'm doing something wrong?
You probably should be eating more.
Eating more stuff with protein.
Not even necessarily stuff with protein, but just stuff that isn't high in sugar that may be like a complex carb, like broccoli.
I thought that, well, you said broccoli doesn't have a lot of carbs.
Broccoli doesn't have a lot of carbs, but it's really high in fiber.
I got enough fiber. I'm still having my movements. So you don't think I'm eating enough?
Exactly. I think that's been the biggest thing.
Should I be taking in more fat protein? I mean, like eggs?
No, I think if you've been eating eggs the way you've been telling me is, you know, a few times a week.
Not that often, but go ahead. Egg beaters mostly.
That's perfect. If you've been doing that, then you've got enough there. You've got enough fat with the olive oil or anything you cook with. If you're eating avocados, that's great. Nuts, you're always eating mixed nuts here in the studio.
Very seldom, but go ahead. So you guys really still think I'm not eating enough?
Well, you said it
protein
yourself.
Protein heavy foods.
You said it yourself. You're not doing. Something is not working to the way you wanted it to, the way you expected it to. And so,
but how hard is it? You cut out carbs. If your body starts burning protein or fat, it should be burning that.
It should, but
How much and I'm not cheating. Why would I lie about it?
I'm not saying you are. I'm just.
It's not like I go home and decide, well, you know, it's been a big day. I've had nothing but protein. This 300-pound baked potato won't hurt anything.
Along with this 4-week nap. Sure am sleepy. Woo! What did you eat today?
This morning I had... I have to grab it again. For breakfast, I had Muscle Milk with 40 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch...
Yes.
I had... Muscle Milk. Am I on camera?
Yeah.
What about yesterday?
I'm sure I had Muscle Milk. Mostly during the day, that's what I have. I go home at night. I'll grill up a turkey patty or something, throw it on a bed of lettuce with some sugar-free ketchup, mm-hmm. mustard, and mayonnaise.
Maybe you're just doing too much liquid, not enough whole food. Because now, well, during the show, I absolutely get it.
The Muscle Milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's 40 grams of protein.
It is, but your body doesn't, it's not going to use it the exact same way it would if you had a chicken breast and some broccoli.
But look at all the times people are on liquid diets and they lose all that weight.
That's why I wonder what your calorie intake was like before you started all this.
I don't know, but I know my calorie intake is a lot lower than it used to be.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
I can't eat no more.
How many times have you gone to the gym?
None.
Well, maybe that would help.
I've been too tired from no carbs.
And I told you to take in some carbs. So you'd
it
have
says,
energy.
You look up the low-carb diets. It says recommended but not necessary for weight loss.
Right.
So you could do you could lose weight without actually going to the gym.
Yeah.
Driving to the gym makes me tired. It's a half hour out there, and an hour of doing stuff, and then a half hour back.
Go to Larry North's gym. It's not far from the station.
So, Alpha, you think that's what it is? I'm not eating enough what?
Food in general. Just you have to be taking in a lot more. Like Dan was saying, Muscle Milk is great, but it may not be as, what's the term, bioavailable or bio, what's the term, Dan?
It's not giving your body what it craves.
Exactly.
Yeah, because each one of these is only 220 calories. And only 1 gram of saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you think I should have more?
Not more of that. I think you should eat more food. I think
I like food.
I know you do. I think if you were to go back,
studies have shown that more people are happier when they have food.
God, you're like a National Food League.
I'm an infomercial.
Do you enjoy food?
What, Alvin?
I'm sorry. I think that you should be drinking the Muscle Milk, but as sort of a stopgap in between major meals.
Like during the show.
Exactly.
It's hard to eat during the show, so that's fine during the show.
Okay. It's just odd. I've never really had any issue with my weight. It's not like I'm bloated. I don't look like J.D. Ryan or, you know, something a little smaller than that, the Michelin Man.
Oh, wow.
Or even smaller than J.D. Ryan and the Michelin Man. I don't look like Terry Dorsey. I like these reverse insults.
Yeah, you're like a machine gun. Mm-hmm. Yo, you think you're safe? Nuh-uh.
Maybe I've got levels of, what is it, alpha cortisol?
That could be it. The stress.
Where you just worry about things in general. I don't know what I'm worried about. Just signed a 3-year contract. Screwed the company out of a lot of money.
That may be a contributing factor, but I'm certain that is not the only reason.
Plus, Muscle Milk.
What? There's no stress about screwing people out of money.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you can have stress, but I don't think that it is so much cortisol in your system that that's the reason why you're not losing. I think you can still be stressed out and still reach fitness goals.
So I look nasty.
No one said you look nasty.
But you thought it.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think about how you look in an aesthetic way.
Fine. Don't always make it about you.
I didn't make it about me.
I don't care what you look like as long as I look good.
No. I want you to be happy with how you look.
So you think I look like piss?
No.
How much weight should I lose before you think I should be happy?
That's up to you.
Mm. sorry, there's no danger in it for you. And if I just base it on me. Were you going to say something, Alfie?
Yeah, Muscle Milk, it's great and all, but it's not really meant to be a complete replacement for all your meals. It's perfect if you're working out and you just get done to the gym and you just want a ton of protein right afterwards because your body's going to use it to repair all your muscles. But as a meal replacement, I don't know if it's that great except for just once in a while.
All right. Cook for me, Dan.
Cook for you?
That's what I said. What? Cook for me. Cook food for me, Dan.
What are you up to?
I'm not up to anything.
You're up to something. You're saying it kind of sexy.
You want me to have a certain diet? Cook for me, Dan.
You know how to cook.
I know how to cook, but obviously I'm not cooking what you think I should have. Cook for me, Dan.
You're not cooking anything. You're drinking Muscle Milk and then making a turkey patty at dinner, which is good.
I cook sometimes in the morning. Last night, what did I have? I had that soup that I made with all the chicken breast from Dickie's.
That's good.
But obviously I need something else. Cook for me, Dan.
Make you a nice pot of calamari. High in protein.
How's that going to make me lose? Oh, you're going to pull my heart out.
No, calamari, not Cali Ma.
Oh.
That's not Temple of Doom.
So you're not going to cook for me.
What would you like me to cook for you?
I don't know. Whatever you think I need to eat.
What you need is you need at least breakfast and lunch. You got dinner
and breakfast
here.
And lunch.
You drink it.
So?
You need food. You need food.
I enjoy food. In fact, my whole family, it seems to just run in our lineage. We all enjoy food. Most of the women I've dated, we've all enjoyed that particular aspect of life. You like food? I like food.
Mm.
Okay.
If you want, I'll go to the store for you. I'll get you some stuff.
What are you going to get me?
I'll get you some chicken. I'll get you some veggies.
Kind of veggies? Got to be low carb. Don't you my diet.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm just going to go to the store. I'm going to get you one of those 300-pound potatoes.
Mm. All right, buy me food. Then bring it over to my house wearing assless chaps.
Dear God, no. Feed yourself.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:40. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 183 right at Regal Road. Westbound 183 right at Regal Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35 and 183 split. Moving into Richardson, southbound 75 right at Spring Valley. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline. Into Carrollton, northbound I-35 right at Crosby Road. Got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Wallet Hill. About an hour delay through that mess. In Euless, westbound 183 right at Euless Main Street. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Amon Carter. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30 right at Oakland Boulevard. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Beach Street. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear tonight, 71 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 94 for the high. It's 89 right now and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people calling about your diet, I guess.
I know how to eat clean. It's just something. The only thing I could think is possibly I've been worried about something for the past few years. I don't know what it is.
I've just never.
I know in 2009 I worried about, will I be able to get back on the radio? Right. I didn't care about money because, first of all, I had saved up enough and I was still being paid by CBS. I don't know. I'm not bitching about it. I could look a lot worse for 54.
I need somebody to say something now.
Oh, you damn straight.
You got that right.
Go ahead, Colton.
Yes, I was calling about your die on the muscle.
Yeah, I'm not taking yours.
Why?
I was just...
Oh, come on. I'm sure he's fine.
I know, but...
I can tell you something about your diet.
He might know something.
You ain't eating enough poos. I know when I was on the poos diet, I lost a lot of weight. I had to floss more, but I lost weight.
Mm-hmm. Poos diet.
Poos is low fat, low calorie, high satisfaction. The way I lost all my weight. You eat good poos. Okay, never mind. That's another joke. That's bad.
Go with your gut.
All right, then.
Yes, Joe.
Hey, Russ. Your diet's probably perfect. What happens with stress and low calories is your body will store water in response to the cortisol. So really, you just need to get drunk or go run 5 miles. Because what happens is your fat sack drains the free-floating fatty acid, and your body will replace it with water because it doesn't know what you're trying to do. And for women, it can last 4 to 6 weeks, and they go on some crazy diet, and then they lose 5 or 6 pounds. They think it was some diet they won when it was just they had went out with the girls or something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's changed over the last few years. I talked to Randy Master Blaster, who dances at LeBarry. He goes, well, we just get older. I know, but this... We're only talking about 3 or 4 years ago. So something's changed. I just don't know what it is.
There's one study that was done post-war, the people trying to dodge the draft. And they took a bunch of people, men, and they had them on 1,000 calories, and they had them walk 6 hours a day. They were trying to show what happened in wartime and starvation. The only metabolic slowdown they ever showed in that was 15%. So your metabolism slows down.
Hey, I've been drinking, but I think I can help you out. My metabolic rate?
Yes, your metabolic rate will slow down with age, and it'll slow down your diet, but it will never slow down more than 10 to 15%, and you can recover some of that.
So that's the other thing that's kind of confusing. I'm not complaining. Again, I could be morbidly obese. I'm not, you know, I could get really fat and be exotic hot.
That's a special someone.
I understand. But there's something missing that I'm not catching, and I don't know what it is. But I'll keep doing dope till I find it. Thank you.
You don't need dope.
Well, we're doing, you and me, or you're helping me with testosterone.
Right. Maybe it's some other side effects you're having with all the other medicines that you're taking.
I don't know. I just seems like it all synced up when I moved to Frisco. My grunt changed its smell.
Yeah.
I started gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably only about, I'm hoping this isn't over guessing, 20 pounds? 30?
That you've gained since you moved to Frisco?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay, so I can get away with saying 20?
Yeah.
Okay, that's about what it's been.
And I wonder if Joe's got a point. Maybe if you just did a little exercise, it would just jumpstart everything that you've been doing.
Up until a couple of months ago, I was working my ass off, especially with, you know, Big Dan pushing sleds and shooting stuff out of my hoot.
Yeah, but you were also taking some things that might have been working against you trimming up.
You don't know that. It works for horses.
And Randy Master Blaster, which has one major thing in common with horses, and maybe that's what you need.
And where am I going to go out and get some great big fat sloppy dick? I know where I can get one to play with.
Yeah.
That's with Steve Macy.
McCree.
McCree, our CFO.
Of iHeartMedia.
What's his name again?
Steve McCree.
Okay.
I really feel like I'm going to regret reminding you all the times of his name.
Well, I don't want to get his name wrong and have him be offended when we're having butt sex. Oh, Steve Macy. It's not like the parade. Oh, Steve.
It's like Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog McCree.
God, I hope that's like what he's in bed.
You know it is.
Because you like shoot on his chest. Nice shooting. Try again. Start calling him that Steve Mad Dog McCree.
I think he's got
some guy runs out in the street. Hey, stranger.
I think he now has a new nickname among all the board of directors.
I'm glad he's not in Dallas.
Yeah, same here.
All right, so what's the first thing I should change?
Eat more food, not just liquid stuff.
Got it.
And get some exercise. Maybe that'll help jumpstart.
Sound like I haven't exercised in the past.
Well, have you been following this diet and exercising?
No.
Well, okay.
Well, the internet said I didn't have to.
Why are you listening to the internet?
Because the internet said.
You asked.
I tried working out with, you know, a normal diet.
That's one just normal diet stuff. You're also taking horse meds.
Well, horses need to build muscle.
I know that. But you asked me and you asked Alfie, hey, what should I do? And then we told you, and then you went on the internet and do something different.
All right, so I'm going to start doing what? Are you going to cook for me, Dan?
Eating actual food, not just drinking your calories. And
when you say drinking, you're talking about the muscle milk.
Yeah, the protein drinks.
Although I enjoy it.
Muscle milk is great. But even muscle milk would tell you not to consume it as your main source of calories. It's perfect for during the show.
It's an amazing snack.
Is that what I should use it as a snack?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But not as a meal?
No.
All right. Well, possibly people can learn things from this.
I hope so. It's a lifestyle change.
So, are you going to cook for me, Dan?
See, I knew it was sexual when you said for me to cook for you.
Hang on. It doesn't carry any weight till I do this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's plenty of weight. There's no need for that. Put that down.
Rush. Come on, Dan. Oh, cook for me.
No.
Get my protein up. Make sure it's all fresh. Straight from the spigot.
You can do this yourself. You don't need me.
I can't do it for myself.
You really can't.
I am not going to drink my own protein.
Oh, my God. This is so gross.
Make me some fresh protein, Dan.
You are an independent man. You're fully capable of doing this yourself.
I know, but I can't drink my own protein. That makes me weird.
Well, then get somebody else's.
I ain't having somebody shoot protein in my mouth.
No, there's no shooting. It's just cooking. Get some chicken.
Damn. What does cooked protein smell like? Yeah, you ain't gonna help a brother out.
I'm really thinking. probably kind of like a pool.
A swimming pool?
Yeah.
That's gonna smell like chlorine.
Yeah, it smells like a hot pool.
Do your stuff smell like chlorine?
No, I'm just trying to think of anything.
Damn, you're a sick bitch.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
701. Man, we're almost there. .701, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic again brought to you by SiriusXM. Let's start up in Dallas, westbound 183 right at Regal Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. In Carrollton, northbound I-35 right at Crosby Road. Got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Right now traffic is completely stopped back from Manana. And finally, in Euless, westbound 183 right at Euless Main Street. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 360. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball. Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. 71 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 94. Right now, it's 88 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So how come you don't want to help me with my diet?
I'm fine to help you with your diet.
I mean, it's already too late. My birthday is in
a few days. A
few days.
But I'd like to think that we helped you with your diet about a month ago.
I ain't seen no changes. I was working out hard. Pressing big weights.
How long ago, though? A
couple of months. Okay. 3 months. I haven't gained any weight.
See? Well, there's something.
Well, that's not really what a diet's for.
No, but...
Hey, you want to be on a status quo diet?
Hey, for some people would kill for a status quo diet. Some people should kill for it because they're going to die. But get some exercise and keep doing what you're doing. But like we said, eat some more actual food. I mean, Alfie did this for... How many months did you do the actual low-carb thing?
The actual low-carb thing, about 3 months.
And how much weight did you lose?
During that time, about 35.
How did you feel when you lost that 35 pounds?
I felt good.
How come I ain't lost no 35 pounds?
Because I don't think you did it as hardcore as I did.
I ain't eating a bunch of carbs. I give up carbs. I ain't got no dessert or nothing at night.
Yeah, but I was eating... All right. I was eating a ton of meat.
Why are you talking so sexy?
It's the music.
Well, I'm eating a lot of meat. What, do you think you're better than me on a diet?
No.
Well, how come you lost more weight?
I don't know. Maybe we're just different.
Different how?
Different metabolisms. Different body makeups. Different DNA.
Dan, how come you don't want to cook for me?
Because you've managed to sexualize me helping you.
It ain't sexual. It's just keeping me alive. Don't you want to f***ing keep me alive?
I do, yes. I'd like to keep you alive.
The longer I'm alive, the more money you're going to make.
Okay.
So why can't you help me stay f***ing alive?
I have been.
So start cooking for me. We can eat together. Would you like to eat together? Then we can take a great big sh** together. And then we can take a great big sh** in the same commode.
No.
And then we can watch our sh** cuddle.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm done.
More information on the Russ Martin Show.
Makes you dizzy at a certain point, doesn't it?
Very much. Go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.